Yeah, let the big dog hunt. Joe Stasiak in the house till midnight tonight, along with the lovely and talented Dee Lynam. Dee, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Great day for basketball.
What a great day that was down there. What a great day. 143 to 121. Yeah, give us a little atmosphere flavor.
Atmosphere, well, it was definitely because of day game. People were out and about early, so traffic seemed a little more abundant. And, you know, there were some faces in the crowd. M. Night rang the bell. M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, did he really?
Yes.
Very nice.
The movie is doing quite well right now.
Okay.
So that was a good response.
Local product.
Yep. Carson Wentz, Alshon Jeffrey, Allen Iverson.
All the boys.
Magic Johnson, Mike Trout.
Robert Kraft. Was in the house.
Yeah. So there were definitely faces in the crowd.
It's like a game in L.A. with all the stars coming out.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know if other people felt this way, but really, out of the gate, I don't even think you would see... you'd see more defense in an All-Star game than what
I
they
was just going to say. It looked like an All-Star game. It looked worse than an All-Star game.
Brett Brown's referred to it. It was a video game. That's what it looked like in the beginning. So, I mean, if you like the up and down,
it's entertaining if you like offense.
Yeah, but I mean, for Embiid to be able to dribble length of the court and no one
twice.
No one be anywhere near him.
The seas parted.
Yeah, so... and it never really picked up. It got a little better for the Sixers defensively, but it really became a shootout. A lot of people contributed for the Sixers all through their bench, quite frankly.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, they pick up a W. So I think there's some things that I love Tobias Harris's game. I equally love the kid when he speaks. He's just really a thoughtful young man. He was great. Embiid was not 100% in terms of his health. That flu that JJ had, he got from JJ, and he let JJ know it at 3 a.m. in the morning the other night, texting him.
Nice.
But to be able to put up 37 and 14 when you don't feel 100%
incredible.
Very
75%.
Yeah. Actually, if you take Ben out of, who did not have a good shooting night.
No, did not have a good shooting night.
If you take him out of the equation, the starters were 35 of 53.
They all shot 60% and above.
Yep, 66% of that four. And the other thing, because I get a lot of calls, I don't know about you, about they still don't have a backup point guard. Okay, so T.J. McConnell played 19 minutes. The other night he played 14.
Mm-hmm.
Since the trade and he's playing the backup point guard minutes, he has not yet missed a shot. He has not turned it over. He has 5 assists and 5 steals. And he's 8 of 8 from the floor.
Oh, so, he's been great.
I mean, when we keep saying, and his plus minus in the combined 2 is plus 22. I mean, I'm just saying, let's stop with it.
6 for 6 today.
Yep, 2 for 2 the other night. He only played 14 the other night. And I think we're learning a little bit. Well, I think Boban, for being as big a man as he is, he actually moves well. He does. And one of the things, he keeps the ball above his head when he grabs stuff off the rebound. He doesn't bring it down. He lays it right back in.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So I think for a big man, he moves, for his size, he actually moves better than you would anticipate.
Sure.
So I thought he gave you good minutes. And I liked Mike Scott. The one guy that didn't really play well, and he got called for 2 cheap fouls, but they looked terrible. Both of them were on jump shots. Was James Ennis.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to be, you acquired him because he's a perimeter defender. I didn't see that today, but, you know, it's one game.
Yeah, he didn't shoot that well either, 0 for 5.
No, 0 for 5.
0 for 5.
He and Ben were the two that couldn't put the ball in the basket. But everybody else.
Ben had a little bit of a rough day in front of Magic and the crew.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably trying to go out there, and LeBron's obviously in the house.
Well, you know what LeBron did? He didn't guard him at all.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron was further away from Ben than I am from you right now, and we're across the table
right
from
here.
Each other. Yeah. So it was daring him. Now the one time I give Ben credit, LeBron literally is under the basket, and Ben has the ball further than top of the key, further than the arc. And at first, somebody's saying, "Oh, they had just substituted." They're like, "LeBron doesn't know who he's guarding." And I'm thinking, yeah, he does. He knows exactly,
exactly who he's guarding.
And then Ben came just down the middle of the paint. LeBron didn't like he got, because LeBron didn't jump, and they did call him for a foul. The basket didn't go in, and he went to the line. But I was thinking, as I'm sitting there, and they're all saying, they're confused. They don't know who, he doesn't know who he's guarding. I'm thinking, yeah, he does. He was well aware.
I love the look on his face down the other end. I know which end you're talking about, but he was trying to post up LeBron, and instead of taking it to the rim, he turned around and took a jump shot, and LeBron's face was like, are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah.
This guy doesn't take jump shots. He nailed it, too. He dropped it. Also took a three-pointer.
He did.
How about that?
It was wide open.
Wide open. He rimmed it. I would have loved to have seen him hit that.
Yeah, Tobias said the same thing. Tobias said it was in and came
and
back
came
out.
Out. Yep.
I asked him if it was spontaneous or like a couple of times previous that he was like, all right, they're letting me look at this.
Sure.
You know, he said, you know, I just came down and I shot it. He didn't really answer. He didn't elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
But then they circled back around. I was saying to Brian that, because you couldn't let it go. And Brett had made a point to say they had had a conversation about this. Because really, these final 26 games now, it started with 28 when you make your moves. And now you've played two. Is the most important thing for them is to, one, figure out their rotations. Two, figure out the things that did not happen for you last year in the postseason. How do we avoid them happening this year? Like, how are we going to be better than what we did last year in the postseason? And one of the things is, you know, we talk about it a lot, how Boston showed Ben a wall and, you know, dared him to be able to shoot a jumper.
Right. Shut him down.
Whether it's a three-pointer or something, you know, just inside it. So Brett said, ask Ben. Hopefully he'll elaborate on the conversation. He did not. But it seems to me that that conversation has been had and that you must be willing. And we got to see it. Now's the time to do it. And so he has these couple of games before the All-Star break, which will be Boston, then the Knicks. And then you come back and you have about a third of your season to play. And he's like, I really want that in high gear of figuring that out in those final 25 games.
Mm-hmm. Tobias Harris, 22 points today.
Sure.
Shot 64%, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. How's his defense?
Tobias, well, you can tell anybody's defense today.
No one played defense.
Yeah.
It's awful.
But he is a two-way guy, I think. And the other thing, this team has as many ball handlers that can grab it off the rim and go. We know Ben's that. Tobias is that. Jimmy can do that.
Yep.
You know, obviously you have your traditional point guard in a TJ. But to have multiple guys who can get out and like just go see the floor, with Tobias being one of them. By the way, when I say that, I'm not kidding about the defense being poor, but the Lakers are in the bottom quarter defensively in terms of opponents' field goal percentage. So it's not like I was surprised because they aren't a good defensive team. But you just expect this game is not indicative of how postseason games play.
Nope.
And so I like the movement of the basketball offensively. Of course, you like that.
Great movement today.
Yeah.
Great movement.
Yeah, they move the ball. Tobias used the one that I know when I went on Twitter, I used the same one he talked about in the post game. But where it was coming in the second half, so it's in front of the Lakers bench, and the ball goes, kicks to the corner, top, back, over to Tobias in the corner for three. I think it hit five people's hands.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so that's, and when you have, you know, guys out there, I don't remember I'm going to venture to say the starting lineup was out there because I felt like it was early enough in the third that nobody had been substituted for yet. So for that fivesome, being willing to pass up on what are some good looks to keep thinking it can be even a better look.
Yeah,
it's good.
Gene Hackman and the Hoosiers, five passes.
Yeah.
Five passes.
Yeah, I remember Larry Brown used to say four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't put it on the floor.
Right.
He would even say that in practice sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just make a move.
Mr. Roper.
Yeah.
Miss him. Miss him terribly. Jimmy Butler got his today to a degree. 15 points. He had 4 rebounds. Shot 60%, 6 of 10. How do you think he feels about Tobias Harris coming in now? He's going to take some of his ball touches away.
True. Well, as I said, I was asked that question, and it doesn't mean it always comes from the same guy. So, for instance, the other night, JJ lit it up because, you know, that's who JJ is. And he had another good day today.
He had another good day today. You see that shot from the corner as he was falling?
As he was falling, falling out of bounds. I know. Unbelievable. Now, the guy, first of all, he can let it fly quicker than anybody I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And don't tell me that he doesn't get contested, because guys are flying at him left and right. But back to your Jimmy Butler point, you know, the first game with everybody being new, he got to the line and was 14 of 14 at the line. So I think it's just going to come in different ways. And my thing was, if people are all true, and they always say winning is what it's all about. And Ben said it today, it's about, because somebody asked him, is it hard for him as the point guard to satisfy everybody's needs? And he said, it's not about that. Everybody's got to buy in. And we're all on it, in it to win. And so if we're trying to help others and be unselfish, we're all doing that.
Right.
And on given days, depending on what matchups are out there, I think you'll see. Today actually was pretty even field goal attempts by everybody. It was 16 was the most. Ben had 13. He just didn't make them. He was 3 of 13.
3 of 13.
Yeah, so... I think they do a good job of everybody gets touches. And, you know, maybe Ben's numbers were lower. And I don't think Ben's flirting with triple-double will happen as often as it did in the first half of this season, because when you have the kind of ball movement that they have, the ball's touching everybody's hands. And if you see a better, you know, their spacing is great.
Mm-hmm.
They have more shooters. They have a Joel. I mean, so I think it's going to be that number, the 33, which they always flirt with it, right around 30 they try to get to. I think that will happen more times than not. But I think as you see today's stat sheet, that it is evenly distributed, not one person at double-figure assists on the Sixers today.
33 all told? 33 all told today. Ball movement was a thing of beauty today. Now, just 7 turnovers, too. They cut down on their turnovers significantly today, but why weren't they playing defense?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Sometimes...
Just one of those days?
No, I think that there's some people who would tell you this is the direction the league is going, which I hope that's not the case, because I know people like to be entertained with the offense,
sure,
but we all would agree it got to a point with the All-Star game, and that's why they changed the format again, that it wasn't, it's not fun to watch when you're just running up and down and it's up in the 150s. And, you know, you might have enjoyed this today because it's a new element, but we'll see. I'd like I said, the Lakers, and you get kind of, you're saying, why weren't they playing defense? One, because of the way they were shooting, they started to build a lead after that second quarter. And so now you have a decent lead on them. You're looking at who they have, and you're saying, they're not coming back on us, I don't think. I mean, maybe it got to 6 in the third quarter, but I never felt that they were not going to win that game.
They were on a 17-2 run in 4 minutes in the second quarter.
Exactly. So, but defensively, you might have a better idea on Tuesday against the Celtics, because they'll come to play D. Now, they have their own troubles right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pointing fingers and blowing leads.
18-point deficit. Yeah. Clippers came back from 28.
28 with our good friend, Mr. Shamet, helping the cause.
How about that, right?
Helping the cause.
Hooking us up. Ben Simmons, 4 shots today outside 10 to 12 feet. I mean, is this something we're going to see a little more of?
He made the one.
He did. He was 1 of 4.
It was 11 feet.
11 feet, okay.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter called me out and said, looked like it was 9. I'm like, I'm here, and I'm looking at a screen because they're measured through the stat machine. That's not a gauge by your eye. I think it's measured. I'm going to double check.
It's not an eyeball
thing. It's so I said, I'm reading the screen. It's 11 feet.
Yeah.
But anyhow, he made the 11-foot one, and he was wide open on the 3. And actually, I think the positive thing that people should take about his 3-point attempt was that it did not look awkward.
No, it didn't look awkward at all.
It looked like
a real
shot.
Smooth. Looked like a real shot.
A real shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he stepped into it, which is, you know what I mean? He just coming down, step right into it. So I think that's a positive. And like I said, 27 games is not a lot. It's not a lot again. Now it's 26, but that's, people say, oh, well, that's enough time. I don't know.
It's not
flies,
a lot of time.
Flies by.
It's not a lot of time.
You know, you'll have the All-Star break, so everybody will go away. You can't force them to be here. You have four new guys, and, you know, you got to get down to business and really have your defense and your rotations figured out by at least mid-March, because that back end, I want to see a team that looks like a team that you're going to see in the postseason. And that has to be at both ends of the floor. I like Brett gave their defense today B minus C plus.
I was generous.
I thought so too.
I was generous.
Yeah. Well, I can see why I did it, because you don't want to kill your guys when they're a new group. And they all admitted that defensively that wasn't a good enough effort.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely admitted that one by one when they were answering post-game.
Sure.
So, but by and large, it's exciting to see the potential.
It was really exciting.
Yeah, there's potential that is legit to think about. Now, I say to everybody that you beefed up your game with the roster, absolutely. And kudos to Elton Brand and company for getting that done. But that the teams in your conference did the same. Now, I haven't had an opportunity to see Milwaukee adding Mirotić.
Right. Good move.
Yeah. Very good. To see Toronto with Gasol, but that move to me reminded me of what Billy King had to do when Theo Ratliff was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're not going to be able to get out of the East without a center.
Yep.
So he goes and makes the move for Dikembe Mutombo. Valanciunas, they like a lot, and he's very, very good guarding Joel Embiid and scoring on Joel Embiid. He gives them fits.
Mm-hmm.
He does, but he's hurt. So they went out and said, because I think most people think it's a good chance it comes through Philly. Like, if you're Toronto or you're
sure.
Milwaukee, you're thinking there's a very good chance you're going to have to go through Philly. So having a big man was important.
So where should our, and I want to throw this out to the folks out there too, at 610-632-0975. She's D. Lineham. I'm Joe Stazek. We're here till midnight tonight. Where are your expectations right now? Because I hear people say, well, they're clear shot to the finals. Maybe they can hang with Golden State. They're the beast of the East now. Legitimately, because Milwaukee and Toronto have been solid all year.
They have.
Real solid all year.
I mean, I don't know what Milwaukee did last night. I'd have to go back and look at who played.
I think they lost.
But I know yesterday, going into yesterday's games, that they were 9-1 in their last 10.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, we're now 50-some games into this, or 50 for most of them. Yeah, 50-some.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't keep saying they're Milwaukee as if dismissing them.
Right.
I mean, you can't say that. Budenholzer is a real reason. I think they upgraded from a coaching standpoint, definitely. And then I like their pieces. I think they have a lot of good pieces, including, and yes, it starts with the Greek Freak, but Middleton can flat out shoot.
Yep.
You know, and it seems to me that they are better defensively than past years. So I would put them, I have to see Boston Tuesday, only because I want to see if they look as angry with each other in person.
How about
the comments.
Some turmoil.
Are. Yeah.
What's up with that? What's going on up there?
Well, two big blown leads.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah, that doesn't help. Kyrie, you know, you have to have a leader, and maybe it's okay that he said that. I mean, Jimmy Butler has called people out.
Sure,
so,
sure.
You know, but then Morris.
Yeah.
On the second one.
Yep, chime in.
And then to also say, you know, everybody else looks like they have fun. We have no fun here.
How about that,
I mean, that's like,
what are they, the Patriots now, according to Lane Johnson? Not having fun?
Not having
Doesn't
fun.
Doesn't look like you're having fun
All
there.
Business.
Yeah.
I will say, a year ago for Boston, I think they achieved above in terms of everything going right.
Sure.
When you had injuries to two key guys.
Yeah.
And then for everybody to be able to elevate their game and who they were defensively without a known star name out there. Kyrie's on the bench and Gordon's on the bench, you know? I mean, last year it's Al Horford, it's Jaylen Brown, it's Tatum playing like a beast. It's Marcus Smart coming with defense. I don't know. I just feel like they haven't been able to be who they were a year ago. And yet they're still up there. They're still in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I don't know.
Yeah, Boston tanked that game last. And Milwaukee did lose by 20 to Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
But they've been the beast of the East so far, with Toronto right there. They're two games back in the loss column. But you don't think this automatically, you know, jettisons this team to the top in the league in terms of expectations in the East, do you, or do you?
No, I mean, I think it makes them as good. I didn't think they were good enough to beat Toronto or Milwaukee before they made their moves.
Right.
I really didn't.
What do you think now?
Yeah, now I think you're
right there.
Yeah, you're right there. But I wouldn't dismiss that they get beat by one of those in a seven-game series.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Right, but I say, but you can compete and you have as good a chance as they do to win.
Sure.
Right, so that's where my head would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. What do you think out there? We're asking your expectations now after you watched the Sixers decimate the Lakers today, 143-120. They beat the Nuggets the other night, 117-110. 2-0 since Tobias Harris and the crew, Boban Marjanovic, showed up. And again, my expectations are high. I'm not going to say I'm ready to say they're coming out of the East automatically. I think they have a very good... I think the national media fell in love with the trade, and they're talking to Doris Burke the other night. You know, they're as good as Golden State. And Justine Anderson yesterday said statistically they're better. They're actually not. But
I think what they take, though, Joan, and you're right, it's not fair for them to... Because Golden State's statistics are them playing as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers' statistics are adding, like, Tobias was a starter for the Clippers and, you know, averaging 21 points. Not that he's not still capable of that, but it would be some of these numbers have to come down. For instance, Bob Ford had a great article today in the paper that if you have 240 minutes for the coach to disperse,
mm-hmm.
if you add up just their starters now, these current starters...
Yeah.
Was it the starters and maybe somebody on the bench? Might have been the six guys. But anyhow, it was 282 minutes. So automatically, you have to subtract 42.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't just... These guys, you got to blend it, I guess is the best way to put it. But I would agree that starting five has great potential for what they can do offensively. And I have faith that they understand what they must do defensively, because you can't rely on outscoring. It never worked for the Phoenix Suns when they were good back in the day. You can't rely on outscoring your opponent in the postseason. It's just, you can't fall in love with that. And that's what people sell the Golden State short on last year. As good as they were offensively, they were top three in the league in all the important
defensive categories.
End of story.
You got to play D.
Yeah.
You got to play D to win. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak. She's D. Lynam, the first lady of 76ers basketball in this town. And we will be back right after this. We're here till midnight tonight. We're talking Sixers. What are your expectations for this team now? How far can they go? What do you think? 610-632-0975. Coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
At Armor Metals Recycling, we know how to take care of all your metal, wire, and computers. We help some of the largest companies in the area with their recycling needs. It doesn't matter if it's left over at a job site or left out on the curb. It's metal, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features easy tractor and trailer accessibility and two docks for unloading pallets, plus a 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and a magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly take catalytic converters. Not more than 500 pounds of ferrous metals or wire. We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. You can trust at Armor Metals and Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices with the best customer service. Whether you need container service, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pensauken High School or at armormetals.com. Armor Metals and Recycling is your trusted recycling partner.
If you're an investor in the stock market or own stocks of any kind, listen closely to find out exactly what to do with your money right now. Bulls say the market's going to continue to go up. Bears say the market is extremely overvalued and we're in for a dramatic fall. Find out how you can become a fearless investor in 2019. Go to InvestorSummit2019.com and register for this major event happening February 13th. If you're an investor of any kind, this is an event you don't want to miss. Featuring special guest former hedge fund manager Whitney Telson and legendary bull Dr. Steve Sugarude. Experts will be making their prediction on what's in store for 2019. The event will be hosted by Berkeley mathematician and PhD Dr. Richard Smith. Register now and get Dr. Smith's free report, How to Know the Exact Date to Sell Any Stock You Own. Don't miss this special free online event, February 13th. Go to InvestorSummit2019.com. That's InvestorSummit2019.com.
You give your time. You give your heart. You give to help those who need it most. But who takes care of you? Caring for others is stressful. The Pennsylvania Caregiver Support Program is here to help by providing a break from caregiving, reimbursement for caregiving-related services and supplies, and more. Contact your local area agency on aging or find them at aging.pa.gov/AAA. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over 2 decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear. Check out some of the pieces I'm wearing this week from Angelo and my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point. Whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple timeless diamond pendant, jewelry from Family & Company will make her fall in love with you all over again. Visit the showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Levittown and all of Bucks County.
975 The Fanatic.
Corner Reddick, Reddick flying out of bounds, shoots a three, and in! Oh my, are you kidding me? J.J. Reddick flying by the Sixers bench. He was running out of room. The angle of the backboard was going to cut off the ball, but he scored it and he was fouled.
To me, that was Larry Bird-esque. I've seen him do crazy things behind the backboard. I mean, if you didn't see it, folks, Reddick, I think, got a pass from Embiid. Maybe it was Tobias Harris.
I think it was Simmons, actually.
Was it? Oh, it was Ben Simmons? Okay.
I saw the orange shoes.
Gotta love those shoes.
Remember when you had to wear the color of your uniform
of
shoes?
Of course, yeah. Remember those days?
Those days are gone, Joe.
He throws a pass into the corner, and Reddick's still running forward, you know, heading out of bounds, and puts up a shot. It looked like it was almost a little behind the backboard when he shot it and just swished it. It was incredible. Incredible shot. Again, he had a good game today. Had 34 points the other night, 21 points today. So what are your expectations? Where do you think this team will end up? And you'd be disappointed if they didn't do what? Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Brian in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
I can't believe I'm talking to D. Lino, man. I've been fantasizing about D since I was 12 years old watching on the sideline.
Quite a privilege.
Brian, nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so my expectations, what I would be upset about. Listen, Eastern Conference Finals is perfect. I mean, obviously, I want to win the championship, but I don't think it's happening against the Warriors. But I think we have the best team to do it, but I just don't think I think Milwaukee or Toronto's going to give us a little run for money in the playoffs, and Boston too.
Yeah, I think those four. I would have probably had Indiana up there prior to Oladipo getting hurt. And
they're still on a tear, though.
I know they are, and I have to give them credit for that.
Yeah, they got a well coached team.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
and they play, and they, you know what? They play a physical style of basketball that a lot of teams don't like in this day and age.
Yeah, that's Cali. I can't believe it's not in the game anymore. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Imagine if Allen Iverson was playing today. Oh, my God. They're going to be shooting 30 free throws a game.
He would.
But, yes, I think we get there but to the finals. But I would be okay with going 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I hear you.
Appreciate it, Brian.
I think it is going to be that kind of path in your second and Eastern Conference final round. I think whoever is there, that, you know, when LeBron was still at Cleveland, you felt the cakewalk was coming.
Sure.
You know, Indiana a couple years ago did the best.
Yeah.
In terms of making that a serious.
Sure, they had them down by a game.
Yeah. So I feel like I don't see dominance by any one of those. I think all of them have pieces that can give the other team a problem. It'll be execution and matchups.
So let me ask you this in terms of expectations. Last year, they beat the Heat in 5. They lost to the Celtics in five. Say they win the first round this year. Of course, right now they'd be playing Boston. But say they get to the second round and they have to play Toronto, Milwaukee. And they take them 7 games, but it's a second round exit. I don't think that's... You know, again, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see them competing and getting beat. These teams got good teams.
Look, it'll be disappointing, but it was disappointing that the Eagles didn't get back to defend the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the path will be what the path is as you see how it unfolds. Like I said, I think if you're not being dominated, you know, if there is good, solid competition, that you make adjustments as a series unfolds, those are going to be the things that you look for. And show me that you learned from last year. That's for me.
Is Brett Brown on notice now?
I don't think so. I actually, one of the things I think is great that he's trying to do right now, his example of, you know, talking about that Ben has to work a jump shot in, like, we need to make this happen now, and it's important. The fact that he's trying to coach to see what he can have in the postseason, that his concerns are right.
Right.
His head is in the right place.
Sure.
He's not dismissing this. He's not just trying to get, you know, can I get to 60 wins? He's not. He wants to be playing the best. It's similar for me, Cleveland last year. You know how they dropped from the top and part of it was injuries and whatnot? But they didn't care
they
were.
Right.
They just wanted to know who they were by the way they were playing, and hopefully healthy,
yeah,
going into the postseason. Mm-hmm. And were they a fourth seed? I think they were.
Were they a fourth seed?
I think they were.
Okay.
4, yeah. So that, I like that that's where Brett Brown's head is right now.
Yeah, in the right place, right direction. Mike in Willingboro, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Hey, D, it's a pleasure to be on the line with you again, D.
Nice to hear you, Mike. Did you watch that game today?
I did. I watched the game sick and all. I got up and I watched the game.
It's good effort out of you, Mike.
You know, you know, not as good as Joel, but yes. you know, watching the Sixers today, it was kind of hard, D. Like you said, at the beginning of the show, it was hard watching these guys play.
Yep.
Again, you know, I'm all about, you know, defensive basketball. It's good to put the ball in the hoop, but you got to play some defense.
You got to play Z.
Like nobody wants to guard anybody anymore. Like, I watched Ben escort LeBron into the hole for a basket, you know, in the third.
Exactly.
I mean,
it really was on both sides, Mike. I was really disappointed because shooting those kind of numbers, you know, it just shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, and you know, I remember, you know, I think it was about 2 days ago when I called you and I was talking about Boban and how he's going to relieve Joel.
Yes.
In 13 minutes today, he put up 10 points.
I know.
You
know,
it was good.
You know, 5 for 6. He's a big body guy. His basketball IQ is tremendous.
I mean, Mike, I don't know if you heard me earlier today, but, like, even when he gets a rebound, he keeps it above his head and nobody can touch it. Like, he literally, there's a great photo that somebody showed me today that's from the past when he was still with the Clippers. He has a ball in his hand. Anthony Davis is guarding him, and he literally just holds it in one hand above his head, and AD's trying to, like, jump up to touch it and can't. That's how long this guy is.
Yeah. But I think what's going to really impress me is after this Boston game, I really want to see what they do against Boston. Again, my only concern with Boston is not the guys on the floor. Well, it is, but it isn't. It's how Brett coaches against Boston. For some reason, it seemed like Stevens got this guy's number and he's in his head, and he just doesn't do well against Boston. So we'll see.
We'll see
what's
Tuesday.
Happening.
Yep.
Ben taking a 3-pointer today was strange. I like it though. Keep doing it. If you have an open shot, take it.
Yeah.
But. I strongly believe that this team is in a real position to contend and make it to the finals. But if they don't make it to the finals, D, to be honest with you, I'm not too disappointed.
Yeah, no.
Appreciate the call, Mike.
I like the direction. I think Mike's on board with me. He seems impressed with the direction.
Sure.
By the way, can I correct something that I had my numbers inverted here?
Of course.
So the Lakers, in terms of opponents' field goal percentage, they're actually top 10, and they're higher than the Sixers. But that's what makes today even more embarrassing on both their parts, because the Lakers hold opponents to under 45% field goal shooting. The Sixers are slightly above 45.4. Today, the Sixers shoot 57 and 50.
Yeah.
And they allow them to shoot 50, but they did guard the three-point line. 37% was what they did there. So, but when we're talking about defense, number one, and we'll just go with opponents' field goal percentage. I know a lot of people like defensive rating. We could do that too.
Sure.
But I think it's easier for people who are out there and can look at a stat sheet if you give them the opponent's field goal.
Mm-hmm.
So Bucks are number one. Boston's number two. Golden State is 4. Indiana is 5.
Mm-hmm.
Who is in the East? Who are we talking about?
Right, sure. Yep.
And Toronto is 1 in front of the Sixers at 8.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got to play defense in this.
So that just tells you right there that it's essential that they still be this team defensively moving forward. They haven't been that the first two games.
What did you think of LeBron today? One assist short of a triple-double. I didn't think he seemed all that engaged.
Yeah, not at all.
Right?
Not at all.
Body language.
And he also left the court again early.
He did. What's up with that?
He's done that twice now in the last, because the one was where he had the 3 empty seats.
Yeah.
Was that Indiana?
I think it was.
Yeah. 3 empty seats and, you know, left the court early that night too. I don't know. I think that's not good.
It's not a good look.
Sportsmanship.
It's not a good look. It is. It's. I don't know if it's immature or what, but I mean, well, why not hang around and, you know, give some hugs out? And I don't know what was wrong with him, but his body language was terrible
today.
Good,
yeah.
No, it was not good.
He did seem to assert himself more in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, those are when the Sixers went on their two big runs. So your asserting yourself
didn't do much.
Kuzma
had a nice first half.
He had a 23 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I kept saying, we wanted to always say how you passed on the Greek freak,
mm-hmm.
you know, down, you got slipped to 15. Kuzma was taking a 27.
Wow.
27.
Wow.
This guy can score.
Oh, he was unbelievable today.
And that's not just today. Oh, I'll give it, well, I'll let you, on the other side,
yeah,
I'll have
sure.
to share a proposed trade for the offseason. It was on Twitter, and it was not from a front office person, but
right,
it got
your attention?
Oh my God.
All right.
Yep.
We'll talk about it on the other side. She's D-Line. I'm Joe Stasiak. We're here till midnight tonight, 610-632-0975. Give us a call. We're coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, welcome to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Hi, I've heard about this school for so long, but I never really knew what it was about. I figured I'd come check it out.
Well, here at our Cherry Hill campus, we train students for media careers. Our program uses a completely hands-on approach with instruction from industry professionals.
Is that a studio right there? What are all those people doing?
A few grads are recording a podcast right now. It's one of the studios students use to practice radio performance and production. I'll also show you our TV studio, equipped with everything you need to produce a TV segment, and the computer lab where students learn how to edit audio and video.
That's awesome. It must be great for the students to be surrounded by a media environment.
Yeah, and surrounded by like-minded individuals. Whether students come here for radio, TV, audio, video, or sports broadcasting, everyone is passionate about the media industry.
Wow, I thought Connecticut School of Broadcasting was just for radio. Who knew?
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
Let me tell you about the Yonkers! Ram Truck Month is on a family crush for Dodge Jeep Ram right now. Save thousands on your new favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s, Ram trucks, and family you choose. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram truck for $159 down or $159 a month. Your choice. Only at family. You get oil changes, state inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. And with the uncles, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, the best service. After the sale, they care about you. After the uncles, they care. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during Ram Truck Month. Because at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Ask the uncles, your family, in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Finally, the Who is moving on. Get set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who. Moving on.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. The question is, what gift are you getting for the one you love? We get it. It's not easy. Love is a dangerous game. Thankfully, though, guaranteed wins exist at Helzberg Diamonds. Right now, save $400 on the half-carat total weight diamond heart pendant, only $299.99. This Thursday, February 14th, show Cupid who's boss. Be the hero on Valentine's Day and give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Farsetta and Trey are on TV. Twitch.tv. Follow 97.5 The Fanatic. Watch Farsetta and Trey's post-show showcast. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. Joe Stazak and D-Line. I'm here till midnight tonight, the witching hour. I hope the snow doesn't start until we're out of here.
You know, that
apparently it could be messy.
I already got an alert that schools are opening late tomorrow.
Already? Wow.
Of course, it's the day I don't teach my class college.
Oh, so you don't have the day off anyway.
I don't get it.
Really?
Yeah, and I have an 8 a.m. class, so I would have been home free.
What are we talking? What are you teaching?
Oh, Chestnut Hill College.
Okay.
Yeah.
I took a class there once.
It's a beautiful school.
It's really nice.
Yeah. This is my second year over there. I didn't name the course, but it's like special topics in sports media. So we do the many things that you have to do if you are in the sports media: podcasting, blogging, writing game stories, writing features.
Like trying a new career? Something else?
Yeah, we just dabble in the doing.
Okay,
you
that's
know,
awesome.
We put videos together, media kits. I encourage them to consider, you know, these digital departments for professional and even college. It's in terms of their websites and covering games. I do the Princeton women's basketball. Every single one of Princeton's sports, period, is streamed.
Wow.
Lacrosse.
Really?
Yes. Every single one of them. And so I just say, you know, these are opportunities that you might not think about if this is the area that you want to go in. And I do tell them that how it has changed. I mean, even in the last 10 years, the way sports is covered, and a lot of it has to do with social media.
Do you enjoy it? Do you mind about how you landed that gig?
How did I land?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a fun gig.
Somebody found me.
That's a fun, did they? That's,
yeah,
that's
they did,
a fun
actually.
Gig. That's awesome.
Yeah. To, you know, I went, I guess it was a year and a half ago now. Because I taught and started in January last year.
Okay. Congratulations. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of stuff.
Oh.
I really in a lot of pies.
I do like having it. We always have to start out. I say to them, maybe this is one thing. They don't read the local papers because they don't.
You got to read everything.
But you got to pay for it. Remember when you used to go and, like, I know when I was at UCLA, there was always the newspapers in the lounge area where you got a coffee or whatever.
Right,
and you could just pick it up and read it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody buys it anymore.
How about that?
And then you're only allowed to, they tell me this, because I buy the papers, you know, and I have it digital on my computer. But they say you can only read 10 articles a month on Philly.com.
Yeah.
If you don't pay.
If you don't pay.
If you don't pay.
Yeah.
So I say, as students, can't you? I would at least see if there's some kind of deal that you could get.
It's pretty cheap, actually, but I guess if you're a college student.
Yeah, I don't know. As somebody said, couldn't you make them have to get the paper? So, but we always have conversations about what's happening in the world of sports. That kicks our morning off.
Sure. Oh, that's cool.
Bring something to the
table.
That
would be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun class. Well, well done.
There you go. Sorry. Got sidetracked.
No, that's cool. I'm always interested in learning.
And they have to call me Professor Lynam.
Do they really?
I don't really like it, but I guess that's what
the
school.
That's what they want you. Yeah. They want them to do. All right. Interesting stuff. Hey, let's go out to Big Mick in South Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Big Mick?
Hey, what's up, D and Joe? How y'all doing
tonight? Good, man. How are you?
Happy Sunday.
That's right. I missed you the other day. Y'all had to get ready for the Flyers game.
I know. I didn't realize I had to get off sooner than I thought. Because normally you take it to 55. I thought I had 8 more minutes. Sorry about that, Big Mick.
I got you tonight, though. But listen, I think the Sixers are going to win the whole thing. I got two reasons why they're going to win it.
All right, let me hear.
My two reasons is one is that we match up with anybody. Even down to the second unit now, you can match with anything. Nobody can match up with us. The whole league is trying. That's why they went out and tried to get these big guys, but it don't matter. Well, now with the guys we got, you can take two of the starters and put them in the second team, and they still be just as good. See, that's one thing. And the second thing is the toughness now. Now we're going to play these teams that didn't play us before, like Toronto's, the Boston Celtics. That's how they beat us. They had toughness. They played like the guy from Boston. What's his name? Always trying to big man people. You know what I'm talking about.
Baines?
Baines and the other one.
Marcus Smart, yeah.
Exactly. That's how they beat us last year. Because we had the little shooters in the corner. They didn't play tough enough. Now we got a team. He coming in with toughness. Like the guy, Scott, I looked at him.
He's got toughness for sure.
We missed it. We was missing off the bench with the attitude.
Yep.
And I'm trying to tell everybody, this team totally looked different today. And another thing, one more thing, D.
I'm listening.
We're going to start averaging like 125 points a game. Everybody think that, these teams play good defense on us. They're good defensive teams against us. No, the way we got today, I watched a lot of the game today. There was a lot of tough shots, and they was just making them.
Yeah, I am going to pay attention. I do agree that their average will go up, Big Mick. I do agree with that. I don't think you're going to shoot 57% on a daily basis because I think some of these teams will come with defense. And I always think as you start to get to the postseason, I mean, you know, like in after the All-Star break, that the teams that are going to go to the postseason start to amp it up a little defensively because you want to go
in.
Now, some would say those that are no longer in the picture that, you know, they don't care. I disagree. Sometimes they start playing guys that they want to see, are they good enough or not?
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are playing for jobs. So I think it can go, you know, both ways.
This was the 11th game of the grueling 12-game stretch. Before today, the previous 10 games, they were averaging a buck 15 and giving up a buck 10. They're 7-4 now. Their average will go up. I'm sure of that. 143, you can throw that in the mix. But a pretty good stretch run so far, and they got the Celtics on Tuesday.
I hope it's defensively, I want to see them have their good defensive numbers of having the Celtics shoot in the lower 40s.
And Kyrie's hurt.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
He was hurt last year, too.
Yeah, he was. he's injury prone. Any chance he goes to the Knicks? What's all this talk about him going to the Knicks?
Well, I don't know if I... No, I haven't seen you. I was listening to Jeff Van Gundy on somebody's podcast recently, and Van Gundy believes that there is no way the Knicks would make that Porzingis trade without knowing, even though he says this is the way of the NBA these days, whether it's players who are talking when you're not supposed to be talking about what they're going to do in the offseason,
right.
Teams are talking to agents and doing the same thing. I mean, it's hard to get caught. Back in the day, Minnesota got caught.
Yes, they did.
Anyhow, he said, but there is just no way in his mind that they would make that trade without knowing that they're going to get something in free agency of great significance.
Interesting. So I got
now it's his observation of and having been in an organization and saying you just can't give that away like that unless you know that you have something coming and you needed the cap space.
What's his issue? He wasn't happy in Cleveland. Now he's not happy in Boston. I guess. I mean, with a winning team, he's going to go to the Kyrie.
Oh, Kyrie. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, if you don't think you're good enough in this situation in Boston to beat Toronto or Milwaukee or the Sixers, then at least if he did go to New York with somebody else.
Yeah, I was going to say he's got to go in tandem.
Yeah, no, he would have to be in tandem.
Have to be in tandem with somebody. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, because they're brutal.
Yeah.
Knicks are brutal.
Oh, my God.
Oof. Sixers have them.
Not our problem.
No, the game after the Celtics, Sixers have the Knicks.
Now, that's a game, I said, with this team now, there are no losses to the bad.
To the bad teams.
You cannot do that. You got to
unacceptable.
Yes, you have 28 total games as a unit, and any of those teams like a Knicks, I wouldn't put a Brooklyn team in that category because Brooklyn to me is fighting to be in the postseason.
They own the Sixers too for some reason.
Yeah,
they own the
but
Sixers.
I'm just saying those bottom feeders,
mm-hmm.
unacceptable. Must beat them, and especially on your home court.
Beat the teams you have to beat.
Yep.
Beat the teams you have to beat. We'll see how they match up with the big dogs as well. I wouldn't call the Lakers a big dog, but took them down today, 143-120. Impressive offensive performance. No defense to be found. There was a guy who was at the game today who once upon a time scored 42 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists in a game 6 when he was asked to play center while Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was hurt, and he wrapped up the series for the Lakers that night here in Philadelphia, Irvin Magic Johnson. And on the other side We're going to hear back and forth a little bit. They, not speaking to each other, but speaking to reporters about Ben Simmons reaching out to Magic Johnson and possibly looking for some advice down the road on how to be a big man and play the points. And we'll hear Magic's reaction. We're also going to hear Ben's reaction to Magic's reaction on the other side. Stick around for that. 610-632-0975. She's D-Lineham. I'm Joe Stazek. We're coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Right now at Sprint, buy any new phone outright and get unlimited for just $25 a month with AutoPay. And get a $100 prepaid MasterCard issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Register for the card online and you're good to go. Don't miss out on this amazing limited time deal. Get unlimited for just $25 per month and get a $100 prepaid MasterCard with the purchase of any new phone. That's like getting the Moto E5 for free. And there's never been a better time to try Sprint's network. Our nationwide LTE advanced network is now up to 2 times faster than before. And our total LTE coverage is 30% larger. So hurry to a Sprint store today. Visit Sprint.com/kickstart or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Requires new line and port card chips after 30 days in good standing. Faster compared to 4G LTE. 4G LTE data coverage with roaming. LTE advanced requires a capable device. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
I've been telling you that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. That's just the beginning. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos that happen all the time that I love. Odd boost, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. Plus, their new cash out feature makes it easy to get your winnings early. FanDuel Sportsbook offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'd look at a futures bet on the NBA championship. You can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport with my code Jason. Signing up is simple, and it's easy to add money to your account or withdraw winnings whenever you want. Download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey and sign up with my code Jason and make your first bet, and if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund inside credit up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
For the one you love, come to Pandora in the Promenade at Sagemore and at the Willow Grove Park Mall.
February is for the Flyers. Your orange and black kick off the month with an extended 5-game homestand. Be a part of the home ice advantage as the Flyers play host to some of the Western Conference's top teams and face off against division foes like the Pittsburgh Penguins.
He scores! Bang, bang, just like that.
Tickets start as low as $35. Visit PhiladelphiaFlyers.com to purchase yours today.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free loaner tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This Valentine's Day, Edible Arrangements wants to remind you that simple gestures of love often result in the purest forms of joy. Show you care with a box of fresh strawberries that are hand-dipped in smooth, delectable chocolate. Or with one of our signature arrangements, crafted locally by our fruit experts each and every day. So whether it's for your special someone or all of your special someones, when you feel love, share love. Visit your local edible store or edible.com to order today. Available for pickup or delivery. Share love.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
JJ checked by LeBron, takes him off the dribble, the left side of Embiid, fakes a three, drives on Chandler down the lane. Oh, yeah! A two-hand slam by Joel Embiid!
Tummy ache and all. Joel Embiid, 37-14 today. He's got 46 double-doubles on the year. That leads the league. And, yeah, he was just, again, no defense. He had his way, but he also knocked down a couple three-pointers. You know, he likes to shoot out there. And he did his thing inside. You know, his mobility and his quickness for a big man is just something you don't see all that often. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know what, Joe? I think that for so long now, I've been saying it's a point guard-driven league, mm-hmm. and I still do believe that, but the number of really good big men that are in this game right now, mm-hmm. Joel Embiid would be one of them. We saw the other two nights ago in the Joker.
Right.
I mean, come
right,
on.
Right, sure.
You know, AD, I mean, Anthony Davis.
He's monster.
Unbelievable.
Monster.
You know, so there's some really good big men.
You think the Lakers land him in the offseason, Anthony Davis?
I don't know. I'm glad you asked that because remember where I said the proposed trade?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is during the first quarter, and it wasn't somebody I know. So it had to be somebody who was watching the game on TV who put out there, instead of Kuzma, put LeBron James in that package for AD. Who's saying no to that? But I thought to myself, can you imagine?
Wow.
If you now, I have no idea. Most people would say, and it doesn't happen very often anymore, the no trade clause. Kobe had one
mm-hmm.
that was towards the end,
sure.
But I mean, they don't put him in very often. I would imagine he might be the one guy who definitely has that in his deal.
I would think so,
right?
Yeah,
but can you imagine if they ever even tried to put LeBron to New Orleans, nonetheless?
Oh my God, Siberia.
Siberia.
Yeah, he wouldn't be all that pleased.
No, and if you think about it, if he really wanted to play with Anthony Davis, I said I don't think they had the cap space, but anybody knows that if LeBron had wanted to go to New Orleans and play with AD this, you know, in the offseason, mm-hmm. as opposed to choosing LA, you'd find a way to get it done.
Sure.
You know, but he wants to be in a major market. He did his Cleveland thing because that's where he's from.
Right.
South Beach is understandable.
Sure.
You know,
Now Tinseltown.
He's
got a lot of stuff going on out there.
He does. And I think he is key that he is around where his kids are playing
sure.
their basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I would have done the same thing if I was LeBron, actually. I mean, I know we wanted him here, and I think we had our expectations high, and we got disappointed. I don't think he ever was coming here at all. I think he had L.A. on his mind the whole time.
And I'll offer this to you, Joe. That's why I think I like what the Sixers have done in making the two trades for Butler and Tobias Harris, because they experienced what they did last year, and you can see it now. In free agency, everybody's going for the same guys. There's only a handful of them that you want. You know, whether it's a KD or a Clay or Kawhi, I mean, there's a handful. Okay, and Jimmy and Tobias will be in the category, except for one thing. Now you are in the driver's seat in terms of having money,
mm-hmm.
more money to pay them than any other team. And so instead of just being in the same boat with the same amount of money, trying to say yours is the best situation, yours is a really good situation. And you can make a heck of a lot more money if you choose this really good situation.
Very good situation. You know, it's going to be interesting because you have
Butler and Harris and J.J. Redick, free agents at the end of the year. We'll see if the Sixers can bring them back. We have a meeting, actually, with Elton Brand tomorrow.
Yeah,
here, so it's going to be fun. Picking his brain a little bit. You know, when the Sixers started the season and they were, you know, heads above water but weren't performing great, everyone looked to the absence of, you know, Bellinelli and Ilyasova. Do you think Butler and Tobias kind of fill their shoes?
Well, first of all, you had a trade to get these two.
Yes, you did.
And you gave up assets to do that. The fact that they got a Marco and an Ersan off the buyout market was magnificent in his own right, because you gave up nothing and added. But to say it's, you know, those are apples and oranges.
No,
to
I was
compare.
Kidding.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
Incredible. Chris in Williamstown, hang in there, man. We'll get to you in just a sec. And I did want to go over that Magic and Ben stuff. We'll do that after Chris from Williamstown has something to say. What's up, Chris? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joey Stays, D. Lineham. It's always great when I get to hear you both.
Thanks, pal.
You know, I tell you what, man. That was just so vindicating to watch this afternoon. To see it look like LeBron quit before even the half. Yeah. I mean, he is.
He didn't seem out. Yeah, he didn't seem into it. I don't know.
He's still almost had a triple-double.
I know. I didn't see any quotes from him after the game. I'll have to go back to my file because usually they get sent to me. I wasn't in their locker room. But I didn't see anything from him, which is a little unusual, too.
You know, even before he made the trade for Tobias Harris, et cetera, even before he made the trade for Jimmy Butler, this was a team that LeBron James, I think, in the back of his mind knew he should have came to instead of going to L.A. I mean, that for me, this would have been a home run for me. I'm sorry, even if I'm the king, I know you got everything out there in L.A., the TV show, give me a break. I mean, come on now. I don't. The Rock already beat you to it, LeBron, so you should have never tried to do that before you got started. But look, this team is just that much better from where we were at the beginning of the season. I love where this team is trending if they find a way to resign them, because that's not totally out of the equation. I'm sorry, but I'm not done thinking there's a possibility you still walk those top two, Tobias and Jimmy, could still walk away if it doesn't get past the first round of the playoffs this year. So it'd be interesting, but I think there's an issue with gelling that's going on that they're going to have to get through, and I don't see it happening this year. I see it being next year.
It looked good so far. I know it's only two games, but they're on their way.
They need to gel still.
I'm not saying it looks perfect, but no. That there has been an unselfishness.
Thanks, Chris.
To what they want to do. I think that is evident. And I think, actually, you know, we bring up the seven turns today. Eight total, because they gave one team turnover. But there were 13 in the game against Denver. So for a team that averages over like 16 and is in the bottom of that category, to have that number drop in the first two games with a lot of change and high pace, I do like seeing that. And I think part of that is because they can move the ball without putting it on the floor. They're passing the ball, and they're making good decisions in doing so.
Yep. Gene Hackman knew what he was talking about, you know, with those five passes, because they did a lot of that today. I thought the pace was, it was great, you know, except if you like defense, because there was none. And you mentioned the two times the C's parted for Embiid right down the middle for
now,
two monster slams.
I did say the Michael Lee was sitting next to me from The Athletic.
Yeah.
I said, all right, I am nitpicking and saying, like, are you kidding me? No. I said, but I'm not sure I want that freight train coming at me either.
Right.
Right?
Of
207.
Course.
And he was coming at full force.
Full speed.
So I'm saying to myself, I might step out of the way.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, give him an ole.
Oh,
a little
boy.
Ole. Yep. What did you think of, and I knew this was going to happen when he left the floor because he was too far out, but Ben Simmons' attempt at a dunk that went back past half court.
Right. It hit the back rim. I've seen that happen to other
guys. Of course.
Guys.
Oh, no,
it's
it happens.
Better than hitting the front rim, let me tell you that.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah, I have too.
Plenty.
So, you know, he came with too hard, too strong.
Yeah, I thought he left a little early, too.
Yeah, right.
Interesting. Probably a little embarrassing, but he's all right. He's all right. He's got... you know, Magic was in the house today, and I mentioned the 42 points and 15 rebounds, 7 assists he had in Game 6 when he played center. We all remember it, if you were alive then, 1980. But he was a point guard, and a big man for a point guard. And Ben Simmons, obviously, a big man for a point guard. And Magic was asked today, Brian, we have this, right? Magic was asked today, after the game, about the communication between Ben Simmons and he regarding possibly getting together at the end of the year and giving some advice from Magic Johnson to Ben Simmons. Here it is.
He reached out to me, not to me directly, to the Lakers to find out if we can get together this summer. I said, hey, you got to clear it with the league. And everybody, the Sixers sign off, we sign off, the league sign off, that there's not nothing going on, but he wants to know how to play the position as a big guard, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's fine. You know, I will do that. But if everybody doesn't sign off, then we can't get together.
It's better late than never, but maybe he could have done this a year earlier, maybe?
Sure.
Better late than never, you know, but, you know.
I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like that Magic said that. I don't know if they blame Magic. I think part of it, you should realize who initiated the conversation.
Right.
But I think it's also having to acknowledge that it's a new era in how people conduct business. Like when, let's go back to LeBron, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh, and how at the previous Olympics made their decision that they were going to go together and be somewhere together and be a big three. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did it.
They did it.
So that takes place nowadays. In the off season, guys from different teams work out with
guys from different teams.
I can use Drew Hanlon as an example.
Sure.
You know, Markel Fultz is in the same gym with a Jason Tatum, who will forever be linked together anyhow.
Exactly.
And, you know, so you're doing business in the off season with the guy who's supposed to be your fiercest competitor. So that's another example. I use the one to you. Somebody may say, well, he's not front office. Not front office, but he's on somebody's coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Gergovich has had the big man camp forever and a day, and it's a great camp, and everybody sends big men to it. But he works right now, currently, for the Detroit Pistons. That doesn't keep people from going to work with him.
Camp,
and then he sees what they do. And then can take that back. I just think it's a different age where people look at it and say that there's not this secret information anymore. Everybody knows a lot about everybody's stuff because that's how high level it's become. And so I think trying to pick the brains, trying to get better. And in fairness to Ben, he did say it's because the guy played the position
and is
at my height.
Yeah.
And tell me who else has.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned that people aren't real happy with what Magic said. Are they not happy about the situation, or were they unhappy with actually Magic?
I think the onset, this is just me reading on Twitter, like tampering. But if you listen to the whole thing, he wouldn't do anything without
Of course, it has to be cleared, big time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I would venture to say, and I think I'll look, David Robinson is considered a San Antonio consultant in that organization. I think big men have picked his brain over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, especially amongst players, Allen Iverson gives guys coming through their advice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I remember even Isaiah Thomas when he was still with Boston.
The younger, that
Al would give him advice, you know, and that's technically he comes through here as a consultant with the Sixers, and he's Boston's right up the pike. So, you know, it's just me. I think it's people wanting to learn from great minds who have come before.
You mentioned AI giving out advice. Was he giving any advice to Carson Wentz? Tell us about
He looked like he was. He had Carson's attention, like, eye to eye. They took a number of photos. Alshon took one of the photos for them, and then somebody took the camera and got one of all three of them. They were all in one corner. It was Carson, Alshon, they were baseline. Then Allen was two seats in from the corner, now on the side.
Sure.
And then next to, like literally right next to them. And then two down from Allen, so there's just two people I didn't know, is then Magic sitting next to the Patriots' Robert Kraft. So they were literally within 10 seats of each other.
Murderer's Row down there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Mike Trout was there, but I didn't see him in that crowd. Mm-hmm. He might have just been a little further down, but he came down at one point to get in on the picture taking.
You just needed Jack Nicholson to round out because he's a big Laker guy, always courtside. Now, we heard from Magic Johnson about the situation. Then reporters went into the Sixers locker room and asked Ben Simmons about the situation.
Definitely. Trying to learn from somebody like that would be huge. You speak to him, he's been in multiple situations where he had to play the five and won a championship. And just a Hall of Famer. And one of those guys that, you know, in terms of what position I'm in, you know, 6'10 point guard, I think he can help.
You intend to ask the Sixers for
permission? I'm not focused on that right now. You know, I focus on my team and what's going on, so maybe another time.
Good answer.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't get clarified from either one of them, and I was late to the game and didn't feel like Magic was asked something about Ben. But anyhow, did he reach out recently, or was it really like, you know, it occurred to him, hey, check with him when I go back to L.A. where I live in the summer.
Yeah.
Can I get this going now so that I know I can pick his brain? I don't know.
You okay with it?
Yeah. It doesn't bother me.
Right? Doesn't bother me at all. I don't know why it bothers other folks.
I mean, I will say this. I think people think it's giving him an inside track to go to the Lakers when all is said and done. The fact of the matter is, he's going to be offered a max contract here.
Mm-hmm.
And not next year. It's for the after that.
After that.
So we're talking years from now that the Lakers could even have a chance at him.
Yep.
You know, it's not happening right now.
You think all things considered?
And by the way, Kendall was sitting courtside today.
Oh, she was there today too?
Kendall was there, and there's a great picture. I hope Brian can at least tell me he saw this picture. She's sitting looking like this, and LeBron's on the court, and it looks like she's just staring with these dreamy eyes at LeBron James.
I saw somebody tweet, no coincidence that Ben's shooting threes now after seeing that photo. Because she's gazing in LeBron's eyes.
It looked like it. A classic, like great, whoever took the photo had it positioned so.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I'm going to show it to Joe in the break, yes. But it was classic. I left Kendall out. She was there.
And Jamie Lynch has been doing every game. She's in attendance, and the Sixers win. Now they're 14-2 with Kendall in attendance.
And her first game that she attended was the one that they lost that one. The first time. She got booed the next time she came. And then she didn't sit courtside for a couple of games. They had her up in the a suite. And then they started winning again, and she's been courtside ever since.
Back allowed in?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, she caved to the booing. Yeah.
That's great.
It is.
This
picture was classic.
I'd love to see that pic.
Classic.
Love to see that pic. We'll check it out in the break. 610-632-0975. Where are your expectations? What are they? Now that the Sixers have won two games with the new look, Tobias Harris and Boban Marjanovic and Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid.
Mike Scott. James Ennis.
Yep, James Ennis. I love what they did. I just absolutely love what they did. I'm thrilled about it. I was thrilled with the Phillies move. We'll get into that maybe a little later, but I was just thrilled. And I can't wait to see Elton Brand tomorrow and pick his brain. Are you going to be here?
Yes.
That? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Very cool. Hope the weather's okay.
I thought Elton Brand, I really enjoy listening to him. I was over there the other day when he addressed the media on these trades. And then actually he was there because they unveiled Moses' statue a couple hours later. So I stuck around for that. That was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So many nice teammates from that 83 team.
Yeah.
Really, really well done. And by the way, just earlier today when Rob was doing the show, they were like, why did it take the Sixers so long? There actually is a real explanation for why it's now that Moses is finally going up there. Moses wouldn't do it. He did not want his jersey retired. They kept pushing him, and he said, I'll let you do it one way. And that is if you put every one of my teammates' names on my jersey, and it goes up with all of them on my jersey.
Wow.
And that is why it took so long that he finally came around to, there is a way that I'll do it, and you'll be happy, and I'll be happy.
And the names are on the jersey?
And the names are on the jersey.
That's awesome.
Yep, every one of his teammates.
Pretty selfless. Selfless yep. by Moses Malone.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So anyhow, I just thought if there was somebody out there who felt like the organization didn't understand.
Right, dropped the ball on that.
It was a back and forth for years.
Great stuff. Number two. Yep. All right. Rest in peace, Moses. Stan and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Stan?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I got to tell you, I don't know if I'm excited about the acquisitions and what I'm looking at. It's just so many different things, man. Like,
a lot of moving parts, Stan.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of is when the Celtics first put together the big three and Rondo's deficiencies, which were there,
right.
But they were masked. Because I remember the first year when they beat the Lakers in the finals, and Kobe did the same thing that LeBron was doing to Ben Simmons. He was like in the lane. First of all, if I was Ben, I would have stood there for like 6 seconds so they can get 3 seconds. He did it about 10 times. I'm like, yo, that's not 3 seconds in the lane, ref, because like, you know, he's not guarding anybody.
That is true.
Seriously, I would have done that if I was Ben. I would have been like, okay, and waited, and looked at the ref like 3 seconds, like, what's up? But yeah, Kobe did it to Rondo. But the fact that they still had Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, KG, it was just too much. And I just feel like
that's a great point.
Exactly. And I feel like the Sixers are in that similar position where Ben can feel like, all right, you know what? I can jack this three because even if I miss, we're either going to get an offensive rebound or we're going to get these points back because we have enough firepower now.
Yep.
And I thought it was down, man. It looked like it was down. It rolled out. I was on my edge of my seat at work. I was like, but I feel like we're going to see it drop soon. Sooner rather than later. I don't want to say when. I don't know where. I feel like it's going to drop soon. And it's just seeing Tobias Harris dropping 22 and, you know, Kyle Kuzma is doing everything he can. And I'm watching the game and I'm like, this is not going to last for the Lakers. We're going to pull away. I just felt it in my bones. I'm like, we have too much. You know, and that's how I feel when I watch Golden State play. And I'm not saying we're on the same level with them. Like, for anybody who's about to call in, I didn't say that. I'm just saying when you're watching your team and you're looking at a team like Golden State and you're like, whatever team they're playing is keeping it close, but then you're just waiting.
They're going to pull away. Yep.
You're waiting for Durant to hit two in a row and then Klay Thompson hit a dagger three. And you could just feel like they were about to just start pulling away. As if LeBron wasn't going to save them, they weren't going to win. They had no chance of winning that game.
Yeah, and he didn't
seem like he had the LeBron instinct. No, he didn't. I don't know what was wrong with him. He left the game early.
Yeah, and I just looked. His post-game quotes were meh. No juice to them.
No juice. He had no juice today. Yeah.
Now, maybe like everybody else, maybe he's under the weather.
Yeah, true.
I have no idea, but
no reports on that, though.
No, that's true.
Interesting.
Good point.
All right. Interesting stuff. We got to take another break. She D-Line. I'm Joe Stazak.
Right now.
All right. Let's take a break right now. I'm Joe Stazak. She's D-Line, and we're coming right back.
New phone outright and get unlimited for just $25 a month with AutoPay. And get a $100 prepaid MasterCard issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Register for the card online and you're good to go. Don't miss out on this amazing limited time deal. Get unlimited for just $25 per month and get a $100 prepaid MasterCard with the purchase of any new phone. That's like getting the Moto E5 for free. And there's never been a better time to try Sprint's network. Our nationwide LTE advanced network is now up to 2 times faster than before. And our total LTE coverage is 30% larger. So hurry to a Sprint store today. Visit Sprint.com/kickstart or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Requires new line and port card chips after 30 days in good standing. Faster compared to 4G LTE. 4G LTE data coverage with roaming. LTE advanced requires a capable device coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolis Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Coppolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Coppolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Coppolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Coppolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CoppoliseBakery.com.
Clean up your crap. Bring us your scrap. Declutter. Make some money at Armor Metals Recycling. Car parts, engines, computers, wire, peripherals, metals. We take it all. It doesn't matter if it's left over at the job or left out at the curb. If it's metals, we'll accept it. Our six-acre facility features easy tractor-trailer accessibility and two loading docks for unloading pallets, plus 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly accept catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. And you can trust at Armor Metals Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices and the best customer service. Whether you need container, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School. Or at ArmorMetalsRecycling.com. Armor Metals and Recycling, your trusted recycling partner.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. The question is, what gift are you getting for the one you love? We get it. It's not easy. Love is a dangerous game. Thankfully, though, guaranteed wins exist at Helzberg Diamonds. Right now, save $400 on the half-carat total weight diamond heart pendant, only $299.99. This Thursday, February 14th, show Cupid who's boss. Be the hero on Valentine's Day and give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Coatesville and all of Chester County.
975 The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. Got the technical difficulties straightened out. It's Brian McLaughlin behind the glass getting it done tonight. If you want to talk to us, you have to talk to him. He is the gatekeeper.
I goofed.
You're all good, bud. 610-632-0975. CD Lineham. I'm Joe Stazak, taking your calls. What are your expectations now that you've watched this team play for two games? Pretty impressive performance against the Nuggets the other night, 117-110. Very impressive offensive performance today, blowing away the Lakers by 23, 143-120. I hear a lot of folks, I was on yesterday, and it's finals or bust. I'm hearing a lot of finals or bust. Go ahead.
No, I'm chuckling.
Oh, finals are buzz.
But wait a minute. I mean, at the start of the season, Brett Brown put the whole city on alert that it's finals or bust for them in their mind.
Yeah.
Can I go back to the last caller who brought up that Rondo couldn't shoot?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He's so on point because Rondo, now he did his rookie year, he took 29 three-pointers, made six.
Okay.
But we can go until he gets 28, 29. So he's 8 years in the league before he becomes better than 30% three-point shooter.
Interesting. Yeah, he was never a big shooter.
But now Sacramento, Chicago with the Pelicans, and now the Lakers. Lakers, he's actually shooting 42. But each Sacramento, 37. Chicago, 38. So the guy became a three-point shooter. So you can do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can improve.
But it started with him not being able to shoot a lick from behind the arc.
Yeah. And speaking of not being able to shoot a lick behind the arc, what did you think of getting rid of Markelle Fultz?
I was glad. Well, for more than one reason, that you needed to bolster your bench was a no-brainer to me. And that you were counting on him to give you some perimeter defense, and that's not there. And the other part is you could not bring him back for these final 28 games because they have brought him back into the mix twice.
Twice, yep.
And this is a group that has aspirations of getting to the finals, aspirations of making a championship run for a number of years. And I cannot have a distraction as big as what that possibility would have been in my locker room, having to figure out your situation and have 14 other guys watch me have to figure out your situation. I can't do it.
You think he'll ever be able to shoot again?
I don't know. I keep looking, like Orlando played last night. Yeah. I went right to the box.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
You know, I want to see if, I don't, now if you're Orlando, is it worth it to play him this year because you're in that lottery mix?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm them, I do want to know what I'm in for, because it will affect what they should draft.
I agree. I'd play them to see where we are.
I would
see where we are.
But I think the fact that you were able to get two picks with that, that to me, I think you came out really good, and you got Simmons, who I've seen 2 years ago in the Vegas when he was still with San Antonio, and he had an excellent summer league there. He played very well in the G League when he was in the G League. And there are a number of guys we've seen who make G League jumps.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, he's so far down on the totem pole with this group, meaning I think you'll get more out of a Mike Scott. Ennis wasn't great today, but they're further along than, but maybe Simmons will surprise me.
One of the biggest busts in Philly sports history?
Markelle?
Number one overall pick?
I mean,
traded up to get him.
That's part of the, because that's part of the mix.
Sure.
I mean, you know, somebody may say, and it's not number one overall pick, but like a Sean Bradley.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
That was brutal.
Yep.
Didn't he go right after Tim Duncan?
Was that the draft?
I think that was. He went right after someone that, he didn't have a chance to get him anyway, but it would have been nice.
Yeah.
No, you know who it was? No, it wasn't.
He was two for sure.
It wasn't.
It's further back than that, I think.
Oh, I can't remember his
Duncan's
name.
Duncan's in the 90s.
Yeah, Duncan's in the 90s.
Sean Bradley's in the 80s.
He was a big white guy.
He
went second.
Oh.
Behind Tim Duncan, or close to Tim Duncan.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Van Horn. Thank you.
Keith Van Horn.
Yep. Good call, Brian. Thank you very much. All right, let's take a call. Kevin in South Florida, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Good man.
Doing
how
well.
What's up, D? How you doing?
I thought it was a Kevin I might know. Kev, I'm doing all right. Did you watch that Sixers game today?
I did. I'm highly impressed with the Sixers right now.
Well, I'm impressed that they went and made these moves, because I was saying to Joe that I did not believe they were built to compete against Milwaukee, Toronto, or Boston if they had made no moves at the deadline. And now
exactly.
I think they have enough They have enough shooters. They should be good enough defensively, so long as they put their minds to being a good defensive team. And I actually, maybe the biggest surprise for me is that their bench, I think now, is plenty good enough.
Yeah, that was the biggest issue. But the one thing that I'm really concerned, you just said it, was, you know, we're 1-6 against those teams this year. That's
sure. Well, that's why you had to make the moves.
Exactly, exactly. That's what I'm really looking forward to Tuesday. You know, I'm expecting a real big game, especially with Boston's troubles right now and all that. So
they definitely have troubles.
Yep. But we'll see. Got some time to work things out.
Do you think they are good enough to come out of the East?
Well, right now, of course, on paper. But like I said, all these years, you know, it's always been my concern, number one, against Boston. Is we going to beat Boston? You know, I mean, on paper it says, yeah, but we're going to have to see what we're going to do on the court.
That's true. Well, they better come with better defense than they came today.
Oof,
because
that was brutal.
And Boston will make sure they do not score 143 points. I'll take the under on whatever they have that at for on Tuesday.
Yeah, Morris, Tatum, Horford, Irving, Smart. How does that line up for the Celtics matchup with the Sixers lineup, in your opinion?
Meaning defensively?
Both.
Both ways? So no Kyrie is basically what we're saying, right?
I mean, I put him in the mix.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, for me, on paper, I like the Sixers lineup better.
I
mean, it shouldn't even be, I'm not saying it shouldn't be close, but I'm just saying I would give the nod at almost every category,
mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, Embiid should win the center position, right?
Yeah.
JJ, I know sometimes defensively something will get away from him.
Sure.
And people make him pay. Who am I matching Tobias up with now? I guess so. It's JJ and Tatum, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to give that. I love JJ, how he's playing right now. And I don't think Tatum's quite where he was when he was so good last year.
Great last year.
Yeah. I'm going to give that equal. JJ and Tatum.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie has definitely, he has hurt Ben. He has. And so maybe you say, maybe that one I have to give the nod to Kyrie.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm giving Tobias. What? So I have somebody. Morris and Smart, and Al Horford goes up against Embiid, so
yeah,
he loses that
right
one. Mm-hmm. Morris, and so R4 would be Tobias.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving Tobias for
absolutely
sure. It's not even close.
Not even close.
Smart's the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Smart against
the Butler.
Yeah, I guess. I might have mixed that one up, but that's how that is how that went. I'll go. I love Smart's defense, and he is annoying if you're
against him. Absolutely, yeah.
But I'm going Jimmy.
All right, I would too. I mean, I think their lineup stands up against any team in the East. I mean, Milwaukee's playing great, and they have an okay lineup.
And for the people who didn't hear me earlier, Milwaukee is number one in terms of opponents' field goal percentage. So that's where they are a different team than they were last year. And you can give some of that credit to Budenholzer in making sure they get it done defensively night after night.
Greek Freak, okay, didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see why.
I didn't see why either. Must not be a huge injury. I don't know if sitting him out or he has a stomach flu or something like that. But he did not play in that 20-point loss to Orlando yesterday. Chris in Pensauk, and you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Yo, 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 ladies and gentlemen.
How are you, man?
Hello.
How am I doing, Joe? You know I'm a season ticket holder down there.
Yes, I do. You're having a good day.
Put it this way. The 51-year-old Grumpy Bear is very, very happy. Very, very happy. Let me tell you something. We're back, ready? I'm going to make a fool of myself. You guys can laugh at me. Hometown Philly's back again. We just replaced our talented boys with real men. We got men now, baby. You need men to win in the NBA. Just ask D. Enter that. You can have all those 22-year-old talented fellas that score all over the board. They brought on chips on their shoulder, man. Throwback chip guys and said, "Know what? I'll take the foul, but you're gonna know I hit you hard." I like it, man. I like it. There, it's a little bit of old school and new school. Joe, you remember because you were probably Cool De La back in the day. It was like wearing your Cavariccis on a Friday night
But you put your polo on with that, and then on Saturday night, you wear your travel foxes, and it was your Jacquard, because you were going down on South Street.
On South Street, just, absolutely.
Let me tell you guys, I don't know why people are crazy. People are like, oh my God, Ben went 2 for 12. We've been wanting him to shoot for 3 years. I was telling him, my 12-year-old kid was going, D, I tell you about her all the time. She's a Marie. She's my little point guard over at her school. She's going, shoot it again. Shoot it again. I mean, let's just be happy. Look at our teams, man. Look at our teams.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to be excited about, and I can hear it in Chris's voice.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, he's pumped.
He's pumped
he's
up.
He's jacked.
Giannis, right knee soreness, but he's back, removed off the injury, back in the lineup against the Bulls tomorrow night.
Okay. Thanks for that update. We've got to take another break. GD Lineup, I'm Joe Stasek, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
December was the worst month in the stock market since 2009, and now January has turned out to be the best month Wall Street's seen since the 1980s. Is 2019 going to be a bull or bear market? Investors are looking to February 13th for answers. That's when some of the most well-known bulls and bears in the world will come together to discuss what you should do with your money right now, including how to know the exact date to sell any stock you own. Special guests include hedge fund manager Whitney Tilson, legendary bull Steve Sugarrood, and famed value investor Dan Ferris. The event will be hosted by Berkeley mathematician and PhD Dr. Richard Smith. Over the past decade, Dr. Smith has helped over 50,000 investors determine the perfect time to sell their investments for maximum profit. To learn about this major event and how you can attend absolutely free, go to InvestorSummit2019.com. That's InvestorSummit2019.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
You know, my son Justin always struggled with the idea of going to school. After spending a year in college, I could tell it wasn't the right fit for him. We heard an ad for Connecticut School of Broadcasting and decided to check it out. Justin enrolled and everything just seemed to click from there. It was the most rewarding experience as a parent to see my son excited and actually get up and go to class. He found his passion in video editing and spent hours outside of the classroom creating content. Since graduating, Justin's been able to put that passion to work as a corporate videographer. Well, you know how it goes. When the kid's happy, the mom's happy.
People ask me all the time, why Connecticut School of Broadcasting? Well, as a graduate of the school and now an instructor, I'm able to show students what I'm actually doing with my broadcasting career. And it's a pleasure to be able to help mold students into the type of employees I would want to hire. Many times students become colleagues. Creating a professional media network starts with that instructor-to-student relationship that you could only get at Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
Whether you're popping the question on Valentine's Day or later this year, don't miss Benari Jewelers' first ever diamond engagement ring event. Get 20% off some of our finest rings, including those from top designers. You'll find the ring of her dreams ready the same day. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 36 months with approved credit. 20% off select rings now through February 13th at Benari Jewelers. In Exon and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Fanatic fan favorites.
At Chester County Oral Surgery, we will make you smile. From removing wisdom teeth to placing implants, your smile only better. Call us today at 866-MY-TEETH. That's 866-MY-TEETH. Or visit us online at oralsurgerychestercounty.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Listen, watch, and react. Farzana and Trey are on twitch.tv. Just follow 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Joe Stazak. She's D. Lynam. We're talking 76ers basketball. What else? What else will we be talking about tonight? They boat race the Lakers today, 143-120 down at the Well. Place was rocking. Embiid was killing it. Harris had a good game. Butler had a good game. Redick had a good game. The only guy who didn't have a real good game was Ben Simmons. He shot 23%, but the rest of his teammates picked him up, and they rolled past a very, very lethargic LeBron James. And saying that, it's kind of funny. He missed a triple-double by one assist, being disengaged. That's how dominant he can be. But again, it's an overall good performance. I like what I see so far. They look like they've played together, especially today, more than just two games. The way the chemistry looked really sharp today, do you think?
Absolutely. And I think compared to the Denver game, it looked like Brett and his staff had better mapped out where minutes and who was going to be on the floor mm-hmm. together.
Okay.
And one of the things that came out of it, he said, and in the post game, Brett said, I mean, there was literally a time that he had Embiid and Butler on the floor with a couple of reserves, and they were playing against the Lakers reserves. You have Embiid and Butler going against their bench. Like, but that's what you have now with those five, as how you sub as after the start of the game. So, yeah, I thought they did a better job of, and he'll continue to make sure he knows what are the best fits of being on the court together at one time. There was one lineup I didn't love. It was Korkmaz, TJ, Boban. TJ was out there, so I don't think it was Ben. I remember saying that. Ennis was out there with him. And one other. I'll look it up. But sure. I remember looking and saying, this is my least favorite mm-hmm. lineup
sounds
that's
like
been
it.
On the floor. Yeah,
it sounds
sorry.
Like it from what you said. What do you think of the Sixers bench?
As I just said to Kevin in South Florida, I think that's maybe my biggest surprise. That it's so much better than...
Much better.
Mike Scott has an edge that you are going to like.
Okay.
And he can make a shot.
I like that.
Okay. I think that's a bump up from what you needed from Muscala, right? So I'd rather have a little more of this bang toughness mm-hmm. there. Ennis, as we said, he had two terrible fouls. One led to a 4-point play and the other was a 3-point play. And he didn't shoot the ball well. But I have to trust that he played 23 minutes a game in Houston. That on a good team, you're playing like that, I got to think that we'll see the perimeter defense that they say he has. So I didn't see it today, but nobody played great defense today.
No, no one played defense at all today.
And I think Boban gives you legitimate, you don't have to go with him backing up Embiid. If you have an athletic group that comes off the bench for an opposing team, let's not forget, Jonah Bolden is still there. You can go small, and it's not going to hurt you. So I love that you now have a combination of backups to Embiid that can help you in two totally different ways.
I like Bobby. Had a good game today.
Yeah, and he is so, he just seems like he's a really engaging person.
Got a lot of charisma.
He does.
Got a lot of charisma.
Yeah. And they you can tell they like him, and they do call him Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby and Toby.
I hope they don't mind that.
No.
I would have to ask for a blessing if somebody's calling me Bobby.
No, they're good
But
with
you know
it.
What? We do tend to, in hockey, you can throw an I
you
or
throw
a Y on anything.
On anything. Hey,
coatsy, heartsy, you know.
Yep.
I mean, we do it all. So we're just sliding it over to the basketball court.
Leading into the NBA. Oh, I love it.
I don't want anybody calling me Dee Dee. I'm just putting it out there right now. Don't even think about it, Brian.
I get called JoJo once in a while. Not the JoJo, but just JoJo.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's all right. It works. Let's go to Pat in Houston. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's up, JoJo?
How are you, man?
What's up, man?
How are you, man?
I heard you guys briefly earlier talk about the Markelle Fultz trade. You guys' thoughts on it, but the fact that we got a first-round pick back for him is irrelevant. I just really wanted Markelle Fultz, like the attitude that he had on the bench sometimes and like the charisma that he carried himself with on the sidelines in games that we were getting beat when he was laughing on the bench.
You like that?
And even like the fact that we got rid of him, I like
it. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I was going
to
say, I'm
he's
like...
He's happy
that,
got
no,
rid
no,
of
no.
Him.
I'm
oh, okay.
Saying, I'm saying more the fact that he's off the bench than it is the first
right,
pick
yes.
that we got back for him.
It was an uncomfortable...
very uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. And sometimes that comes from... I don't know if it's... I don't want to say he was embarrassed of his situation, but it's kind of a giddiness to it because he doesn't know how to
doesn't
act.
Doesn't know how
because
to
he's
act.
He's uncomfortable that he hasn't delivered.
It is out of embarrassment.
He's a loser.
Well, I don't want to...
He's a loser. No. He's... Listen.
It didn't work out.
His attitude,
I agree with that.
I know right now that when Orlando comes to Philly next year, I'll be more excited about that than LeBron coming to Philly.
Yeah, well, I'd like
just
to see.
Boom is
you're
going to
give it to
because
him,
because he
Pat?
Cost us so much stuff after the process. Yeah, I'm going to give it to him. You're talking about the process, trading away an additional first-round draft pick to go from. We essentially gave away Tatum for that guy.
But technically, that's
right?
Joint
like,
responsibility. That's Markelle didn't deliver, but Brian Colangelo didn't deliver.
No. No,
yeah,
Markelle Fultz didn't deliver. It was a unanimous first overall pick. It wasn't just Brian Colangelo.
That's not true, Pat.
First.
Not for me. I can find you plenty of people who did not believe he was the number one overall pick.
I thought
pick.
Some of his advisors advised against it.
Then.
Yeah, but there were people in their own front office.
Front office.
Who were not on board with it.
All right.
That's
I'm
all.
Just saying he was unanimous number one all year.
All right, appreciate the call, Pat. So a lot of Markelle Fultz hate going on in Pat's life. Hey, listen, what are you going to do? I hope he does well. I hope he doesn't turn into a Hall of Famer, but I hope he does well. I don't see how he's going to all of a sudden learn to shoot somewhere else. I just think it's above his shoulders. It's not thoracic outlet syndrome. I think that's a real thing, but I just think a lot of it's in his head.
That is a real condition.
Uh-huh, it is.
Not one doctor has ever owned diagnosing him with that. You do know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. That it exists as a condition. He may or may not have it. I'd like one of the many specialists that he saw.
None of them said that he has
one
it.
Not one of them is on record of saying that he has that.
Where did it come from then?
His agent.
That's it.
His agent is the one who put it to Penn, gave it in an interview that's what he was diagnosed with. Didn't say
what
doctor.
Link it to anybody?
And
no
doctor's name is attached to that. To
incredible.
That. So... he may actually. That guy said he'll wait till next year. Now I know that Orlando has said we're not going to rush him back, and they were on the road. I do believe in Milwaukee.
Yeah, they were in Milwaukee.
So March 5th, they do play up here.
That's right,
March 5th against the Magic. Now, if you think his mental is part of this, there's no way you see him in that game. But I got to think after the All-Star break, if they get him in the gym and they say, are you good enough to go?
Yeah, when's he going to be ready to go?
I mean, at some point, he has to want to get back out there.
Is he ready to go?
He just needs to do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to save face, because if you go into next year and you're still not playing if you're him, that's like, I mean, somebody might invite you to their gym.
You're going to be out of the league
soon. Yeah, right, exactly.
Ooh. He doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to play. He wants to sit there and laugh on the sidelines. I don't know. He's immature. Something's wrong with him. I feel bad for the kid, but I don't know.
There's an immaturity. Well, he has some new teammates who seem excited. Aaron Gordon said some nice things about him.
Probably a real nice kid.
Seems Dennis like a nice Smith kid. Said something nice about him, too, on Twitter.
Yeah, so. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think some of these guys know each other from AAU ball before mm-hmm. they went their college ways, so. And I think that by and large, people say, you know, God, I can't imagine if that happened to me, how would I handle that situation? So, but from a business standpoint, and I think that's where somebody like myself comes from. I get that you want to tell me you're 20 years old or 21 now. I don't know which number it is. But it is a business. And how you handle yourself and how you conduct yourself is part of the deal.
Part of that, yeah.
Part of the deal.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I agree with you, though. I think it stems from embarrassment, and he doesn't know how to act.
Woof.
He doesn't know how to act.
And it's not the first time.
No.
It could go back to the summer league when he made faces behind ESPN.
Yeah. I wouldn't draw attention to myself if I'm in his situation.
And Amari Cooper on Thanksgiving, remember that?
Yep.
Making fun of him?
That was pretty funny.
And he was like laughing about it. It's not funny, man.
Yeah. Well, again, it's the embarrassment. What's he going to say? You know,
I showed this to somebody last week or whenever the trade happened. I have on my phone Markel Fultz's workout here in Philadelphia. And I kept it because he does not make one jumper. And they actually stopped the thing. I'm sitting here. Oh, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't make one jumper in the workout.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good. That's not a high shooting percentage. Zero.
And then after that, it was said because, you know, he had come up from Baltimore in the limo ride. He was tired.
So he couldn't shoot jump shots?
I remember that. I remember being the one like, oh, don't worry about it. Just a workout. Who cares? Now look.
Well, he's got to shoot in games when he's probably more tired than, you know, riding in a limo. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. 610-632-0975. Got to take a break. Got another hour to go. I'm having fun tonight with my girl D. Lynam, talking Sixers basketball with you. Where do you see this team headed? What are your expectations for this team? You'd be disappointed if... Give us a call. 610-632-0975.
97.5, The Fanatic. The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Lee Erickson with the Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Trane.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Colder, drier weather restores order at the mountains this weekend, and snowmaking trails have proved resilient. Groomers have done their part to dig in deep, so we've got a great spread for this weekend. Spring Mountain with 5 runs going until 9 tonight. Shawnee Mountain with 23 trails, 100% open. Blue Mountain from the steeps to the cruisers, 39 trails. Both Big Boulder and Jack Frost at 100%. Night action at Big Boulder till 10 p.m. Camelback, 36 trails and tubing chutes. Smugglers Notch, Vermont over 50 trails.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at snowcountry.com. Lee Erickson with the 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolesBakery.com.
Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Come celebrate the 20th anniversary of Supernatural and take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond. Saturday, August 24th, BB&T Pavilion. With special guest, the Doobie Brothers. Experience the dynamic energy of Santana and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
For the one you love, come to Pandora in the Promenade at Sagemoor and at the Willow Grove Park Mall.
If you're an investor in the stock market or own stocks of any kind, listen closely to find out exactly what to do with your money right now. Bulls say the market's going to continue to go up. Bears say the market is extremely overvalued and we're in for a dramatic fall. Find out how you can become a fearless investor in 2019. Go to InvestorSummit2019.com and register for this major event happening February 13th. If you're an investor of any kind, this is an event you don't want to miss. Featuring special guest former hedge fund manager Whitney Telson and legendary bull Dr. Steve Sugarud. Experts will be making their prediction on what's in store for 2019. The event will be hosted by Berkeley mathematician and PhD Dr. Richard Smith. Register now and get Dr. Smith's free report, How to Know the Exact Date to Sell Any Stock You Own. Don't miss this special free online event, February 13th. Go to InvestorSummit2019.com. That's InvestorSummit2019.com.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Joe Stasiak, D. Lyman in the house here for another hour. Brian McLaughlin taking your calls. He is the gatekeeper tonight, 610-632-0975. Don't forget, this weekend's programming is brought to you by J.L. Freed Honda. Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Visit jlfreedhonda.com, where value meets personal service. You know, I want to get back to that three-pointer, the bend. First of all, do you think it's been a directive from the coach? Because he took four shots outside of 10 feet today. I don't know if I've asked you this already, but hey, we need to see you shoot the ball.
There was definitely a conversation that's taken place in the last 24 hours between Brett Brown and Ben Simmons. And not being anything argumentative, but a conversation about just where everybody moving forward defensively, the rotations I talk about, and for Ben in particular, to use these next 26 games to be in a position where you are comfortable taking jump shots. And, you know, they've discussed it, and I think that's why you saw four of them today.
Yeah, how about that? Well, this was... Yeah, he was asked after the game, of course, about the three-point shot he took, and here was Ben's response.
Ben, with all due respect, I mean, you say that you're confident pulling out from deep, but we have not seen that. So moving forward from now, is that something that you are very specifically trying to add and that we can expect to see that more often?
In terms of that, I'm just taking what they give me in terms of, you know, if I see somebody back up and JJ is coming off, I'm going to give it to him. You know, I will start pulling it, but it's not one of the things where I'm looking at, you know, it's not everything. You know, I'm not focused on just doing that. I'm going to play my game and play my strengths and continue to try and get better.
All right. Let's hope so. Again, it's a start. He was 1-for-4 today. That shot he took against LeBron when his face afterwards was priceless. He said, really? You don't take shots. And then he takes a turnaround shot and nails it.
But nobody tries to embarrass him like that kind of gap of defense.
Right, right.
I told somebody the only person.
That is embarrassing.
The only person I ever remember that happening, but they weren't of the level that I consider Ben Simmons to be, and the fact that Ben Simmons is going to the All-Star game and this other person was not an All-Star. But you remember on the 0-1 team, people would let Eric Snow sit on the foul line by himself and not anybody be in anywhere near him and mm-hmm. challenge him to shoot the 15-footer.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think he would take it, though. You know, and I think that's the whole point of what this team is saying, that this cannot be a weakness. And the only way that it is a weakness is if you don't take it. The number that you make is really not what they're is the end all. It's that you are willing to take it. And personally, I think we should say the form was fine. It didn't look awkward. I think there's more awkwardness that we saw when Fultz would try to take some shots that looked poor, whether it was at the foul line or whatever. I know he's out of here now, but just to use an example, this shot, nothing looked wrong with Ben Simmons' three-point attempt.
Well, this was the coach, Brett Brown, on Ben Simmons' three-pointer.
A little bit like everybody's like, okay. We've talked about this a lot, and I actually thought this shot looked good. I thought the rhythm into it looked good. It was close to going in. He didn't look uncomfortable shooting it. And, you know, he can tell you the story if he chooses to. He and I spoke about this notion for a little bit in the past 24 hours. You know, what's going to happen in the third of the season? You know, how do we better help you prepare for the playoffs? What's coming? We all saw to an extreme LeBron not guard him. And we all have memories of the Celtics series. So somewhere in the middle, we have a window of 27 or whatever amount of games left. And I'd like to try some of this stuff prior to the All-Star break and take off with it in the final third. And it's a long explanation to your question, but the underbelly of the reason is significant. Ask him about it. He may share a deeper conversation.
Is that something? Well, you nailed it.
Yep.
You nailed it.
And I think when you listen to Brett answer some of these things, I like where the guy's head is right now.
Sure.
And trying to take this team
looking forward.
Deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, deep.
Well, we shall see. What are your expectations for this Sixers team? They're now 36 and 20, what is that, 26 games left?
26 left now. Wait, Joe, does Brian have the Embiid? Because that's the best. The Embiid talking about Ben taking the three.
Embiid and Redick.
Yeah, and Redick. This is fun.
To Ben shooting a three, real casual like.
I wasn't shocked by it.
It was actually going in. Me personally, I was getting ready to run the play, and then I just saw the ball go over, and then I was and then he caught me off guard, and then I'm in a position where I'm like, okay, like. What just happened? But I thought he was in. I was in and out. I wish he would have made it, but he's been working on it. You know, every day we tell him, gotta shoot it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm a 30% three-point shooter, and you got guys that's the jump on my fake. I don't understand how that's possible, but they still do. So we all, you know, every day he works on it, and I think he's coming. That was the first step, and I hope that he keeps shooting.
Thank you, guys.
Can Embiid loves taking three-pointers, and he hit a couple
today? He'll tell you he hates shooting three-pointers.
He hates shooting three-pointers? Yeah, doesn't look like it.
Thank you.
Okay.
But he does say, I hate taking them.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Sure.
I said he hates that he's shooting 29%. I noticed how he rounded up. But it's
30. Of course.
It's not 29.5, but then I'm
right,
okay with it.
Right.
But it's 29%. But
I love the support there, though, from those guys.
Here's the two things I loved about it. One, that JJ says, you know, I wasn't surprised. And then for Embiid to say, are you sure about that? To, like, give the honesty. Come on now. And then for him to describe that I see a ball, it's above me, and then I say, what just happened? You know, he's such an engaging character.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, that he works on it, I have no doubt. I hope that he... I like that number. You said he was 1 for 4. Okay, give me 4 of that. You had 13 shot attempts.
Sure.
You know, mix it up a little bit. If he says, I'm not going to go away from my strengths, I get that. Well, we're just saying, mix it up a little bit. Keep them guessing.
Can a big man like Embiid give him any help shooting three-pointers, or does it matter what size you are in terms of shooting the basketball?
No, I mean, if you looked at it at one point, Ben would have his elbow out. That's one thing I hear people talk about.
Okay.
He shoots with his brother Liam. That's who his shooting coach is. And his brother was a college coach at a smaller school and left that position to devote himself to being Ben's shooting coach. And Brett Brown likes what they're working on and is a fan of what they've put into it. But you can work on the shot, and still it is only Ben who can actually make himself take it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So there's this encouragement. There's the work going into it, but he's still the guy who has to pull the trigger.
Well, isn't it about taking 500, 1,000 shots a day? I mean,
those are for the shooters. No, I'm not. I don't know how many he takes.
Well, even in the summertime when he had a lot of time, I mean, isn't it just shooting the ball?
I would, if it were me, I would mimic, in terms of putting up shots, that of a J.J. Redick, that of a Ray Allen, that of a Reggie Miller. I mean, these guys were so, it was clockwork. They never deviated from the routine. The game day routine was different than the practice day routine, but it was a routine. And you never chintzed from the number of how many, whatever that was, that number never changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm trying to become a shooter, and you know, he might say, well, that's not who I'm going to be. I have other things I got to work on, too. Find the right number, but do it every day and do it religiously in the same exact way.
Yeah, consistently. Well, love to see it. Love to see it, although it was a little, I guess, exciting, or I was happy to see that he started taking shots at least. I was shocked that he took that three-pointer, but he is taking some shots, or did take some shots today from outside that 10-foot mark. Let's go to Rich in North Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Rich?
How you doing?
How are you, man?
I just wanted to speak on, just say, as far as Fultz, I heard a guy a little earlier say he couldn't wait till Fultz came down to boo him. The situation that this team is in, and what we set up to do, that should be the furthest thing from your mind,
right?
To want to boo Markel, because we have so much upside. It's just like me being in a relationship that was bad. If I get in something that's good and something that I love, I'm not even thinking about the past relationship. I'm so happy with what I have now. So for him to want to sit and wait and can't wait till he comes out of the pool, he couldn't wait to cheer for the team that he already has. When they get on the floor every time to see if he's lucky enough to go to a game. And I also want to say, as far as Ben shooting, Everybody complain about this guy shooting. Now he's taking shots. What he should be doing, he has to get comfortable with it. The shot that he took, there wasn't air balls. They hit the rim or something. One of them, I think one or two almost went in. That's what he has to do to get his confidence up. I think that's a good thing that now he's shooting instead of not shooting, because everybody had this thing that they didn't want him to shoot. And I just want to say, lastly, give the team a chance to play. I said this last year when the Eagles were in there. I just said, just let them play. And where it comes out of it, we have a good team, just let them play. I think that sometimes Philly, and I love my city, but sometimes we get so up on when we're doing good and have all these lofty, and you should, but it's just like, I feel like you have the team, let them play, and hopefully we'll get somewhere where we should be. And if we get to a championship, we win that championship, I would love it. I think everybody in the city would love it, but we have to give them a chance at least to play, because the moment that they do bad, everybody's going to call them and trounce them. I hope you guys have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
No, I think people are reserving judgment on what this is. I think they're pleasantly surprised that it has
this quickly.
Looked this, yeah,
so
in two games.
Quickly,
right.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I would agree. We had this conversation today. As long everybody will be okay if the winning continues, but we'll look each game to see statistically who's getting their numbers right.
Yep.
So right now in the first two games, they've been able to score a ton of points, and it's been able to spread the ball around really, really well, and everybody has gotten their minutes. And it looks pretty good. Now, you might look and say Ben's numbers were down a little bit today. Some of that was his own doing in terms of not making shots, but he did get 13 field goal attempts. His assists were not double figure assists, and he averages, I think, 8.5 or closer to 9. And I think he was at 7. Am I right? I don't have my... I think it's 7.
What was your question?
How many assists Ben had? 7?
Ben had 7 assists today.
Right. So he's, one and a half or two below his average. But I think numbers will be slightly lower because you have so much more on the court, and it will take sharing.
Averaging 130 points with the new crew. 130 points per game after two games.
I would imagine that's not going to continue.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, Ed, I think they will be a high-scoring team.
Yes,
I do believe
but
that.
That's a little much. That's Paul Westhead territory.
Yeah.
let me just
Paul
say
Paul Westhead territory with Loyola, that kind of thing, or
exactly.
Later.
Yeah, yeah. Or the Nuggets or wherever he goes.
Oh, Nuggets, that's a good one.
Yeah. You mentioned Rajon Rondo improving his three since he's gotten into the league.
I have another example for you.
Shoot.
That's closer to home.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris not starting out as a three-point shooter. Now, I'll tell you who he said made the difference in his life.
Okay.
And that was when he got traded to Detroit. And he said, Stan Van Gundy told me, he's like, I need you to shoot it. And he said, but I also need you to be okay that on one game you're 3 of 4 and the next game you might be 0 for 5. But I need you to be okay no matter what. And don't let those numbers dictate that you shoot it or don't shoot it in given game. If it's a good shot, you take it.
Yeah.
And he said that changed. Now you see who he is. He's above 40% for the last... Well, some of these he's been traded. Well, it started in Detroit. That's where he became the 40% three-point shooter.
Yeah.
And he's maintained that with the Clippers. And obviously, it's only two games now, but he's...
66% for the Sixers.
Well, and what did he do today? Because that's only the last game.
Today, Tobias Harris was 3 of 5.
3 of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, he's 3 of 5. So he's 5 of 8.
That's pretty good.
In his first two games.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Here are his actual numbers from 2011-12 when he came into the league until now. His percentages per year started at 26, went to 32, dipped a little bit to 25, back to 36, 34, 35, 41, 43, and he's at 44 with Sixers and the Clippers this year. Except for that one drop in his fourth year, it's steadily increased. Which you like to see. Is he the answer to the Sixers, I don't want to say shooting problems, but they've needed some outside shooting.
So you know what I thought of today, Joe, was, as I said, if you had another shooter and you're on the floor with a J.J. Redick, please.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Covington had that opportunity. But this is when you realize, and I liked Cove. I think Cove's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But Tobias Springs is at a different level. And he's going to knock down that three. Now, we'll see. Because when the playoffs come around, I guess people could. But I think you just have, he's a higher level player. And they have Jimmy Butler in the mix as well.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, you've really added two shooters.
Oh, this is much different.
I consider Jimmy more a scorer.
Yeah,
but he is.
He can shoot.
He can shoot. A three.
Can they legitimately sign these three guys this offseason? Do you think there's a good chance that's going to happen? I know they're going to want to, but you know, you think everyone's going to want to stay and they can afford to pay them?
That they can afford to pay them is true.
Mm-hmm.
I said I think you need to see how it plays out a little longer.
Okay.
On both sides. Like, if I'm them, I want to know what I'm in for. Learn the culture, see if I like it. Do I like this team? Am I a good fit? All of that matters.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the team, are they good fits? Does this make us better? Is this our championship run squad for your couple of years to come?
Sure.
Certainly their ages are right.
Mm-hmm.
Totally right. And maybe you'd say Jimmy be a little older than the other three, but my only thing is I always like to look first. I'm only two games into it. I made these moves because I believe they're going to be the right ones to re-sign and do it. And I was bold in making those moves, if I'm speaking as if I'm Elton Brand.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get the opportunity to look at it. You didn't marry yourself to having to sign both of them. You didn't. You have cap space if you don't want to.
Sure.
So, but I think they do. After all that said and done. I love the tone in Tobias's voice today, just about, you know, because he's moved around a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, went Milwaukee, Orlando, Detroit, Clippers, and now here. And he's never had the opportunity that in two games he can feel what it's like to be surrounded by, like, this is something that can work.
Mm-hmm.
This is a run. You know, and there is a little bit of a wow to that. He seemed very, and I'm telling you, you're going to like listening to this guy.
I like listening to him.
He is a really thoughtful.
Thoughtful. He's very thoughtful.
Thoughtful young man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I think Jimmy likes to win. That's just true. Now, whether these guys want, you know, to go to live in a different space, I don't know. But I will say this. Everybody just assumes, you know, go play with LeBron and the Lakers. If I'm watching some of this go down this last couple of games in terms of being a teammate,
mm-hmm.
you know, the three seats in between, and maybe it doesn't matter to people. I have no idea. But if I'm investing myself, I want to feel like it's a group.
Yeah.
And I want to feel like we're in it together. I don't know how that group can feel they're in it together right now. That would, and even on that day where LeBron was at the end in Indianapolis, Rondo was sitting next to three fans.
I remember
there
that.
Was not,
yeah.
That was the next seat.
The next seat. It's crazy.
I mean, it was insane.
Crazy.
Insane.
Would you consider this, because I kind of do, a lot of the pieces they use to acquire these guys, Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, would you consider this part of the process?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's from start. I'll tell you, the process really began the moment they said Andrew Bynum will not play. And that meant that he mm-hmm. never played one game in a Sixers uniform. And the only choice you had after that was to blow it up. And they picked a guy who was serious in what he thought that meant. And that's one Mr. Sam Hinkie.
It worked pretty well then, when you're looking back on it.
It did. You know, I'm not a huge fan of tanking mm-hmm. to the degree that they did. I also think at the time, and I know people don't like me saying this, but if everybody did it to the extent that they did at that time, anybody who thought they didn't have a chance
sure.
in class,
yeah.
your league would drop off drastically.
Sure it would, yeah.
You know? And part of what they did was spend so little money. You know, and they were kicking back into
yeah.
year after year
yes,
to those
were.
Guys in the locker room because mm-hmm. they were even below the floor.
Yeah, they were below the floor.
They were below the floor.
Wow.
And then the other thing is, while you put yourself in a position, that Embiid fell to three is a fortunate thing, and he fell to three because of his surgery.
Surgery, yeah.
That you did finally get the number one overall with Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Is, after not.
Right.
You know, because Okafor was three also.
Yes, he was.
And that it that those two, out of the many lottery picks that you have had, are two All-Stars in their first 2 years of play.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because Embiid went last year and Simmons is going this year.
Right.
That worked out is tremendous. And I give them credit for knowing the talent and taking them where they happened to have three when Embiid was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, two teams chose not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you lucked out, but you
lucked
did it.
Lucked out big time.
But you did it. You saw it and you said, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. And then with Simmons, knowing, I mean, I want to go back to the one caller who said Fultz was the unanimous.
It wasn't.
I don't think he was. But I remember having to debate Simmons versus Ingram at the time. Like, where will they go? I think all along, Brett knew he was going Ben.
Yeah.
But he didn't want
to. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, but I think, you know, wanted to give the belief that, you know, this is actually a 1-2 possibility. That talk went down through till at least the beginning of June,
mm-hmm.
that they contemplated both. And part of it was because Duke's team was better. LSU's team was terrible, and they were terrible in that conference tournament.
Yes,
and he
were.
Was horrible.
He had like 4 points.
Oh, it was terrible. And he got in foul trouble. It was, you know, so that's the only reason that conversation stayed alive
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Because otherwise, it's a no-brainer.
Right. And Brett knew he was a point guard. Brett knew more than anybody, and he was going to... He's steadfast that this guy is not coming in here to be a point forward. He's going to be my point guard.
There's a lot of criticism about that when
yeah.
it was talked about.
Absolutely.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, so those two. But otherwise, you know, Nerlens, Jahlil, Michael Carter-Williams, Dario, I think somewhere will have a decent career somewhere. Robert Covington ends up being a piece they took from the G League and made into a legitimate first team all defense
right,
last year.
Yeah.
You know, so nobody else did that with Robert. So that's a nice piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think either of those guys will ever be on an all-star team.
No, I don't think so.
And now you have, you know, two that are in. Jimmy's been there before. And Tobias is a really, really good talent.
Jimmy and Tobias and Sam Hinkie's brainchild turned out pretty okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I like the way it looks. And we're going to hear from Elton Brand tomorrow. I'm anxious to get in that meeting and hear what he has to say. He'll probably get a lot of GM speak and coach speak. He's probably not going to reveal it too much, but we'll try.
Yeah.
We'll give it a good effort. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak. She's D-Line. I've got to take another break. What are your expectations from this team? You'd be disappointed if they what? Give us a call. We're coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Let me tell you about the Yonkers. Ram Truck Month is on a family crusher Dodge Jeep Ram right now. Save thousands on your new favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s, Ram trucks, and family you choose. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram truck for $159 down or $159 a month. Your choice. Only at family. You get oil changes, safe inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. And with the Yonkers, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, the best service after the sale. They care about you. After the Yonkers, they care. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during Ram Truck Month. Because at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Ask the Yonkers, your family, in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
Hey, business owners. Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear. Check out some of the pieces I'm wearing this week from Angelo and my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point. Whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple timeless diamond pendant, Julie from Family & Company will make her fall in love with you all over again. Visit the showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at FamilyJewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Go to 975thefanatic.com and listen to Natalie Eganoff talk with our friends from the Atlantic City Car Show and Auction happening this Friday through Sunday at the AC Convention Center.
Sports Talk from Morristown and all of Burlington County.
975 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show, 11:31 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. I hope it hasn't started snowing, D. We got to get out of here in a little bit. You mentioned some schools already calling it the two-hour delay, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
11 a.m.
All right. We shall see.
I remember we used to get up and listen to KYW with name all the...
854 was our number, baby.
I forgot my number. 854.
TE School District.
You had to listen for a number.
Yes,
they
you
just
did.
Kept
remember that?
Rattling it off.
In Chester County, 851, 852, 855. What?
Oh,
out of my mind when they missed our school.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it funny the things we remember? And also Cal Technology.
Oh, my God.
So I got... What happened? This is how last week, when did we have the snow? Or it was anticipated ice or whatever.
Yeah.
I go, I'm sitting there, 8 a.m. I got there at 7:22 for an 8 a.m. class. Gets to 8 o'clock. One other guy in the, there's one kid in the class, Seth. And Seth and I are looking at each other and I'm like, I don't know. The security guy comes in about 10 after 8, and he said, I just learned from another security guy that school's closed until 11 a.m. or noon. Seth and I looked at each other like, what? How am I supposed to get that information?
Right. What school is this?
Chestnut Hill College.
Okay. Wow.
So I go to find out, you know, like I didn't even get an email. And it'd be one thing if I got an email sure. and I didn't look.
Yeah, right. Of course.
But I didn't even get the email. Anyhow, there was a glitch. Now I'm on the email system. But while they were figuring out that I had a glitch, I saw I could sign up as if I were a student to get text alerts if there is a...
Ah, okay. Good.
I got my text alert.
You got
alert.
Your text alert, huh?
11 a.m., but I'm not teaching tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, so you miss out. You miss out on that. Yeah, we get texts, we get emails, and we get phone calls. They cover all three bases.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. They'll call and leave a voicemail.
Yeah. It's amazing. Quite the system. Yeah. Quite the system. 610.
But you like 854.
I like 854 better. Yeah. I'll always remember that number. That's when I was born, too, 854.
Oh, wow.
That's my magic number. It's my magic number.
That's cool.
610-632-0975. She's D-Line. I'm Joe Stasek. We're talking about expectations tonight. Where are they for you? My expectations are pretty high, but I'm trying to keep it real because we talked about it, D. There are some very, very strong teams in the conference. We talked about the Celtics. You want to talk about Milwaukee. They got Brooke Lopez. They got the Greek Freak, Eric Bledsoe, Tony Snell. I mean, they've been playing so well together. I know they got smoked by Orlando at home the other night. Greek Freak didn't play. I think he has some soreness in his knee. But that's a pretty strong team. Chris Middleton from top to bottom, especially with the Greek Freak, maybe the MVP of the league. And they're not going to be an easy out.
They will not. And actually, as you're saying this, I go to look to see what others are saying about the Sixers. Like, for instance, if you want to say on that every night, you know, you still have to bring it. I think Miami's an okay team.
Mm-hmm.
They are very good defensively, generally speaking. They're in that top group that I was sharing with you, 9 and above. Anyhow, they gave the Warriors on the road a really good game. 120 to 118, Golden State wins.
I was getting updates, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, just to say on paper, this new group looks tremendous. But doesn't mean that, because the Warriors, we all agree, and Clay was back. Clay's back playing for them
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
You know, that it's still a competitive league. But you've given yourself a chance every night to be able to get it done.
Every time out. Durant, 1 for 7 from 3 tonight, but 15 of 17 from 2. And he had 39 points. And, yeah, they pulled it out at the buzzer, but yes, Golden State did win that game, and still the team to beat, still the team by which every other team should be judged. Going to be interesting because sometimes they don't seem engaged, but it's the regular season. They're done.
It's
with
hard
the,
to do it year after
they're
year.
They're done with the 73 wins and all that stuff, and they're biding their time. Mm-hmm. As long as they stay healthy, you know, they're going to be fine. Now, this was Israel Gutierrez from ABC today. After the game, he actually pulled JoJo aside and asked him about being the foundation of this ball club.
With so many moving parts around this team all season, how much do you take responsibility in being the anchor that the team really needs?
I've been here for a long time. This is my city. Like I said, we got a chance, especially this year. I'm excited. Got to keep walking. Got to get these new guys going. And it starts defensively. You know, I feel like, you know, defensively, I'm the best in the league. So that's where it starts, and I'm going to do my best. And, you know, whenever I'm matched together a little offensively, I'm going to do so.
Thank you, Joel.
All right. I love his sound bites.
Oh.
He's always interesting.
First of all, this is my city. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the best defensively.
Defender in the league.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be some that may want to challenge that, mm-hmm. like Rudy Gobert, or I'm trying to think. I'm assuming from a big man standpoint,
sure.
but I would have
yeah,
to
that's
say.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, I would have to say I agree with him.
I do too. 610.
I would anticipate he will be a first-team all-defensive guy this year.
Was that the Andrew Wiggins draft that He was drafted in. Andrew Wiggins, Jabari Parker.
And how about that? Joel.
They caught a break there for once. Caught a break. Because they whiffed on some of their picks, you know, that, like you mentioned, Nerlens and Jahlil and, of course, Markelle Fultz. But they hit home runs with him and Ben Simmons. And the process continued in other ways that led. Because I heard people debating whether this was part of the process.
I'll tell you another huge one that we don't give enough credit to.
Yeah.
When J.J. Redick chose to come here as a free agent.
Yes.
This is not the same situation. If you don't have J.J. Redick.
You don't have J.J. Redick, yeah.
End of story. Good so that if you want to talk about the process, that should every bit be part of that. And then because you do have a J.J. Redick, and now you have a system that is in place, the whole shooting the threes, the spacing with your big fella down low.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that starts to give the attraction. You know, it helped Robert Covington. Cove was not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Dario could be a stretch for the time that you needed him. But that then in those guys being able to be showcased in this system gave them the value to be able to go and trade for a Jimmy Butler.
Sure, sure.
But if you didn't have JJ.
Right. Yeah.
It wouldn't be the same.
The whole thing kind of worked out in the end. 610-632-0975. And they may not be done yet. We'll see what Elton Brand has up his sleeve as this team moves forward. But they're looking good right now. Vinny in West Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, man.
How are you?
I'm saying I got him. Hey, D, sorry.
But that's fine. We're all in it together.
She's part of the boys. She's one of the boys.
I'm excited about the team because, one, I'm glad I'm hearing Brett Brown going into another direction, heading into the playoff where he's seen putting with two playmaking wings with Tobias and Butler handling the point.
Yeah.
Making plays out there. It's better. Like, I told D yesterday, I know y'all don't want to hear it, but I just want Ben Simmons off the ball. Like, when you can run pick and roll with JJ and Tobias, pick your poison, then spin it around the head and come on. Then come down and pick and roll with Butler and Beat or Butler and Bobo, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Bobby, you're right.
Yeah, try to playmaking wings out there. Not, in my opinion, that's how you win championships with playmaking wings. The big gun. That's how it's always been done. That's what it is. And the shoot, you have to be able to shoot the basketball. You have to be able to shoot it.
Well, they got some
shooters
now. There's
no getting around it.
Yep.
There's no getting around it. Dad can tell you, no getting around not shooting that basketball.
No? Did you like that he... Did you like that he put up a couple today?
I like it. But I just think it's just too calculated with him. Like, I just want to... It's not never in the flow. Like, I didn't really watch the game. I seen that wall that LeBron put on. Like, that's embarrassing.
Like, the what that he put on?
Well, he said wall.
Oh, well, the really, Boston, Boston did?
But
yeah, Boston wall is unforgettable. And the LeBron thing, that was embarrassing.
Well, it is, except for the... I hear you, and... He didn't like it, but he did make LeBron pay a couple of times by giving a dribble handoff to J.J. Redick, and LeBron was too far away from the play that J.J. made him pay. So it was embarrassing, but Ben found that.
I wanted to do better. Do you understand basketball? Well, I love basketball. I think I know basketball. Like, you rendered Ben Simmons useless. Like, tonight we could have won without him. That's not a good sign to me. It's only got a couple of games left. Let's see how it go along. But, you know, other than that, in the playoff, he rendered useless.
I don't know. I can't go that far.
Yeah, he had a rough playoff series against Boston. But listen, he's a valuable part of this team. And a little embarrassing how LeBron played him. But you're right. It led to other opportunities because LeBron was so far out of the play, he couldn't get out on the perimeter. So
He took the couple jumpers like we've pointed out.
Sure, sure. No, I like to see it. I want to see him continue to take those jumpers and get better at it, get his confidence up, because I think a lot of it is he doesn't want to look bad.
I will give Vinny is right on having perimeter guys that can go put it on the floor and be in pick and roll. With the Sixers, they do more dribble handoff than pick and roll. Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
Right.
And even Tobias mentioned that it's more that than pick and roll here than where his other stops have been.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Okay.
And that there's also been an adjustment for Butler, like working, how do we, him and Embiid, working them more together, similar to how he and JJ have it going on.
Sure.
That we know.
Yeah, absolutely. They certainly do. 610-632-0975.
What are your expectations from this team? What are your expectations? And you'd be disappointed. Finish the sentence. You'd be disappointed if the Sixers what this year? Give us a call. 610-632-0975. CD Lineham. I'm Joe Stazak. 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolesBakery.com.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
December was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. And now January has turned out to be the best month Wall Street's seen since the 1980s. Is 2019 going to be a bull or bear market? Investors are looking to February 13th for answers. That's when some of the most well-known bulls and bears in the world will come together to discuss what you should do with your money right now, including how to know the exact date to sell any stock you own. Special guests include hedge fund manager Whitney Tilson, legendary bull Steve Sugarrood, and famed value investor Dan Ferris. The event will be hosted by Berkeley mathematician and PhD Dr. Richard Smith. Over the past decade, Dr. Smith has helped over 50,000 investors determine the perfect time to sell their investments for maximum profit. To learn about this major event and how you can attend absolutely free, go to InvestorSummit2019.com. That's InvestorSummit2019.com.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. The question is, what gift are you getting for the one you love? We get it. It's not easy. Love is a dangerous game. Thankfully, though, guaranteed wins exist at Helzberg Diamonds. Right now, save $400 on the half-carat total weight diamond heart pendant, only $299.99. This Thursday, February 14th, show Cupid who's boss. Be the hero on Valentine's Day and give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we'll help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 975 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. 11:47 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. CT Lineham. I'm Joe Stasek. We've been talking Sixers all night. What else? Big win today by the Sixers, beating the Lakers 143-120. LeBron one assist shy of a triple-double, but he just looked out of it today. Tells you how good he is. He looked out of it, disengaged, not into it, bad body language, and almost has a triple-double. But the Sixers had four starters shooting 60% or higher. Masked the 23% performance by Ben Simmons. Didn't have a great game, and he had a lot of dignitaries in the house. He had Kendall Jenner. He had Magic in the house. He had AI.
Kendall goes before everybody else that was in the house. Well,
that's his girl. That's his girl. So, unfortunately.
Carson, Alshon, Mike Trout.
Right? That's All to see LeBron, or are they here to see the Sixers now?
I think people definitely were here to see what that team looks like now with the trades.
Sure.
But I will say, from the get-go, that this game, it used to be the Warriors, but maybe because they've seen that a couple of times now. But this game, in terms of getting a ticket, that was the highest price from the beginning of the season.
Really?
Well, because it was LeBron's only trip
time
in.
Here, yeah.
And then, you know, you couple that with the moves that were made. I think I found the lineup that I didn't like at the time. He did a couple of interesting ones. So the one I think it was Harris, JJ, Simmons, Ennis, and Bobby.
Okay.
But it could have been, I can't figure out, I could look a little, but there was one that had Korkmaz, Ennis, Bobby, Harris, and I don't know who the fifth was, but I want to say it might have been that one because that was when Harris had the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a good lineup.
Yeah, they're mixing and matching.
Sure, it worked.
Yeah,
everything seemed to work today. It's what happens when you don't play defense. And talking about the Lakers, they were horrendous today. Horrendous.
Yeah,
after
clarify that they let the Sixers shoot 57%. I shouldn't say let.
Right.
The Sixers
still have to make the shots.
Yes, and they had to work the ball around, which they did.
They did very well.
33 assists. Yep.
Lakers coming off a big win over the Celtics, coming from 18 down the other night. Celtics dropped one of the Clippers last night. They came from 28 down to win that game. Before we go to the caller, what's wrong with Boston? I mean, what's going on there? Is it an infection that's just, you know, spreading?
I'll be interested, actually, pregame Tuesday to hear what Brad Stevens has to say about the reaction of his players, outwardly speaking, about, you know, their locker room or their situation, and see what his take is on that. You know, I mean, it's not as easy for them as it was a year ago. I'm going to say that's part of it. I think there's some strong personalities involved there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, does it start with Kyrie because his name's always mentioned in trade stuff?
After he
said to a fan base, I don't know if you read this, but like at the beginning of the year, they had all their season ticket holders, and he basically pledged, like, if you will have me, I'll come back, you know, wanting to be a part of what, and he pointed to the rafters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, then the rumors that he might go to New York or whatever. And so are you going back on your word?
Right, sure. Yeah. He never seems happy. Just never seems happy. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, D?
Joey Stays. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Yo, D, what's going on?
How are you, Dustin?
Oh, man, when I heard you two on the radio together, I had to call up. This is a classic right here. You got Joey Stays, one of the best personalities the station's got, and D, one of the brightest basketball minds in the city of Philadelphia. D, I tell you all the time, I watch you growing up on Comcast with the old man. It's always been a pleasure. And I love being able to talk to both of you.
Thanks, D. Appreciate the kind words, man.
The my expectations for six, I don't see why they can't get to the finals. The way this team is playing basketball, D, we talk every time. I call you up on my way into work.
Yep.
My schedule changed, so I don't have off on. I don't work Sundays anymore, so I don't really get to listen. That's why I don't call. But I, you know, this team. You know how high I am on Ben Simmons. For the guy, was I hearing things a couple callers ago? The guy was saying that talking about Ben Simmons.
Yeah, that he did. Yeah, he's not a fan. But
that guy. This is what I'm saying. Everybody has their opinions. From a mindset, a basketball mindset, you, and I'm sure your dad will agree with this, he brings something to the court that no other player we've ever seen. Not even MJ, not even LeBron. He is an unbelievable basketball player. Yeah, he might get turnovers, but he's 6'9", running the point.
Yes.
The reason I'm saying that the finals isn't out of reach is what you do with this trade. You brought Tobias Harris. He is a good three-point shooter.
He's a solid. He's above 42.
It's incredible. And the guy plays defense.
He does.
And now, if you're starting offensive five, you're starting a lineup, you have possibly, in the way J.J. Redick's playing right now, you possibly have five all-stars. The way that they're playing, I know that not all five of them are all-stars right now, but I'm saying by the end of the year, if they keep playing the way they're playing, this team is going to be a very tough team to beat. And I love how the dude, I always get his name wrong, the guy we just got with the Harris trade, the big white dude, the Russian guy.
Marjanovic.
Marjanovic. I was not expecting, you might be able to get 10 minutes out of a guy.
Oh, you
and
can
if
get.
If you get Joe on the bench, that's incredible.
Yes. And his, I said, I think the thing that I noticed in person that he moves actually very well for a big man. I'm not saying he's, you know, Speedy Gonzalez, but the guy can move, and it's not awkward in doing it.
I hate comparing it to him, but if you watch how he stands in the paint and takes and absorbs the contact, it's almost Shaq-esque. Just because he's such a big dude.
He is a big man.
The first time I saw him on TV, I mean, I have a big TV in my house. I looked at my dad. I was like, dude, is that guy's ears really big or is it just me? He's like, dude, everything about this dude is huge. He is incredible on the court. But real quick, before you let me go, probably the greatest shot, not only of just tonight, maybe of the season, that J.J. Redick three-pounder while he's
falling out of bounds.
The and-one, he looked at the floor. It almost looked like you're watching a video game. He looked at the floor. Told exactly what he had to do, and he just put the ball up. Like, it was, I'm telling you, Deja, this team should be in the finals. I don't see a team in the East that can run with this. When they're fine, if this is only the first week we're seeing it. First game.
Yep.
Second game.
We'll see.
Dustin. All stars. I'll see you guys.
Dustin, appreciate the call, man. We got to run. We'll leave on that note. Pleasure working with you again, as always.
Joe, we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, tell us again when you're on next weekend.
You're just making the pain? Next Saturday, I think I'm 9 to 1 again.
Okay.
And the next day, I'm 7 a.m. to 11.
Ah, early shift.
So we'll be doing coffee and conversation, I'd like to call that.
And then I follow you that day, 11 to 2. And then the previous day, I think I'm on 7 to 10 on a Saturday night. Can't wait to do it again, D. Great job.
Yeah, that's a big dog, huh?
Brian McLaughlin, thank you for everything back there. Thanks to all the listeners and callers and tweeters who chimed into the show, made it what it was tonight. We got to go. We will talk to you later this week. Be safe, everyone, and we'll catch you down the road. Late.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my friend Bob Marino, president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. So here's the deal. We've been doing this for 10 years, Bob. Yeah, I hear you got news.
And this is the biggest news in 10 years from us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.